Before we get into the slop, the Big Brother Nonsense podcast here on RHAP, I want to take a moment and thank our sponsor. Those are our friends over at BetUS. Football, basketball, and baseball are back. That means it's time to get down your bets. I can tell you that BetUS.com is the best. Why do you ask? BetUS is the pioneer in online betting with more than 25 years in the biz. You might need a sports book with integrity and longevity, and you need to know that you're going to get paid. You need a sports book that's offering everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, and all kinds of crazy bets. Call today to join at 1-800-69-BET-US. That's 1-800-69-BET-US, and they will give you a walkthrough on setting up your account. Nobody in the industry is going to give you better bonuses than BET-US. Join now. Mention Rob as a podcast, and you can get up to 150% in bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody beats that. 25 years in the biz, the best bonuses, BetUS, should be your sportsbook. BetUS.com. Join today. That's BetUS.com. Join now. Mention Rob as a podcast, and you can get a 150% in bonuses on your first deposit. That's at BetUS.com.
Strategy. This is not the place for you to be. So let's have fun, let's get messy. Throw on your unitard and come with me. Welcome to the slop. Now let's get sloppy.
Yes, this is the Big Brother podcast where we talk about all the nonsense from the week. I'm Rob Cesterino back again on a Monday to talk slop here with you. Here to help me co-pilot the slop this week. Very excited to have with us one of the finest Big Brother minds around. He is the co-host of the Choir Room Glee Rewatch podcast. Here is the great Matt Liguori. Matt, how are you?
I'm good. I'm so excited to be here. The show has been a lot of fun. I'm glad to finally be a part of the action. Would have loved to see like Glee continue on into the year 2020 and do some Will from America covers. Feel like they could have gone somewhere good with that, but maybe someday. For now, glad we have the fun stylings of Will, and happy to be here. Happy to get into this stuff. Okay. The crazy,
happy to
stupid.
Talk with you, Matt, here on the slop here for week number three. We've got a great show coming up here today. We're going to talk with Big Brother 19's Kevin Schlauber, one of the most fun people to talk Big Brother with. Kevin is going to join us in about 25 minutes or so. We'll talk with Kevin, and then Ryan Popola, who has had a weekly segment to talk about Kacer and Janelle. Sorry about that. that we're going to have at least one more week of Ryan Popola here on the podcast. Then we got a very special treat, Matt. We haven't tried this before yet on the slop. We're going to take your calls, all right? So get ready in about 90 minutes or so to call in. Let's see what the internet wall yellers have to say.
Yeah, hopefully they don't shut us down. Last time that there was wall yelling, yeah, we were shut down for a couple hours last night, but I think we can get through this today. So that's exciting. Always fun to get to talk to everybody. And, you know, it's been a rough week there in the house itself for a lot of fans, for some of the people in there, but this is where we're supposed to, you know, let loose a little bit and have some fun.
Yeah,
so
I think we can do today. Matt, what is your calendar? You have a calendar right next to your podcast setup. It's not a Zaddy calendar.
Not a Zaddy calendar. No, it's the New York Islanders Pucks and Paws calendar. They've been doing it for the past couple of years, where they have a photo shoot every year. I believe they were able to, I don't know if they were able to get it done this year for the next year, but they have puppies come by and the players all take pictures with them. So I've gotten this calendar for the holidays every year for the past like 5 years.
Yes. Okay. Well, so many of the Big Brother contestants left their pets at home to come to the house that maybe mm-hmm. you think that we could have some sort of what would be a P word for the Big Brother cast?
Not pucks.
Pongs and pups.
There we go.
There we go.
Pawns and pops. Pawns and pops.
Gutter, everybody. Okay. All right. So that's an idea for somebody to come along, make the Big Brother Zaddy calendar somewhere down the road. Of course, this is an interactive show. I want this to be the most interactive show that we do. In the YouTube comments, if you're watching us on Twitter, Periscope, share your comments. You have something fun, we'll put it up on the screen and we can react to all of that. Nat, what's been your level of enjoyment here so far for 3 weeks of Big Brother 22?
Okay. I've been okay. I won't lie. You know, I have been a little sad with how some things have played out. You know, we have a big alliance running the game. How often is that the most fun? Not often, but there's a lot of good people in the house. Not ever. There's a lot of good people in the house. This alliance will eventually have to turn on itself. They can't last forever to the final seven. That's not happening. So once we get there, I think we're primed for some good stuff, but it does, you know, we're taking a couple hits along the way, losing probably three back-to-back America's Favorite Players. That's tough.
Yeah. Did Janelle get it? When did you get it? All
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she got it both seasons. I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Wow.
Do you think that that's calculated?
What do you mean? Like,
are they saying like,
oh, like that they're doing that on purpose?
Yeah.
On some people's end, we saw that interview of Miss Dani Donato before she went in the house of wanting to dethrone the queen. So at least on her end. But I mean, I can't imagine, you know, just to get into it, kind of being Tyler and being a Big Brother fan for how long he's been a Big Brother fan and getting in there and being like, yeah, I'm nominating Janelle and Kacer this week. Like Big Brother icons. That's just such a bold move. Like, you know, the fan base isn't going to react well. He has to play his game. And, you know, I totally get that. The game comes first. And, you know, if they were saying his name, he's got to do what he's got to do. But I'm not putting Janelle and Kacer on the block. No, thank you.
Yeah. It's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of pressure. And, you know, you got to think that he would think people aren't going to love that. But, you know, they had broke the cardinal rule of his name came out of their mouth, which is something he hates.
So we've heard.
Matt, I want to talk about the incident last night. There was a wall yeller who came to the house to yell at the Big Brother contestants. Do you have what was said to the Big Brother contestants from across the nearby? There's like a little it's not even a river. It's like an area where people like a water runoff where you're close enough to the Big Brother house where I guess you could have somebody yell.
Yeah, I don't think I remember it verbatim, so don't, you know, quote me on this, but I think somebody that had claimed credit for being the person responsible claimed that they yelled, F Nicole, get her out, or something along those lines. Like, it was very much intended to take Nicole down. I'm not sure if that was confirmed to be the person. Yeah. I think that was the only person who did claim that it could have been them, but that seemed to be what it was.
Should the wall yeller have clarified which Nicole?
I mean, at this point, you know, one's already gone. What are we still talking about Nicole Anthony for? But Janelle might have appreciated it. Janelle's been a little annoyed with Nicole Anthony this week. She keeps talking about how she tanked my game. You know, she told everybody not to trust me, and now here I am. Things are even worse than they would have been otherwise. So,
yeah,
I don't know.
Unfortunate. You know, Nicole Anthony has some blame for the predicament that Janelle and Kacer are in. Matt, if you were going to go to the Big Brother house with a megaphone, not to say that you would, but what would you yell? What would you yell into the Big Brother house?
What would you yell? What would I yell? I don't know. Like, stream Rob as a podcast on YouTube.
to the
cast, I don't know.
Because it would be on the heard on the feeds.
Maybe, yeah.
Yes. Oh, this is brilliant because this is
a great marketing idea.
The people watching the feeds. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then everybody in the house for the next, you know, they can only block it out for so many hours.
What stream Rob as a podcast? What are they talking about? Why would they say that?
Yeah. Right. What are they possibly talking about us on the podcast? I can't believe, you know, they're definitely saying things. They have opinions. I don't know, something along those lines. It's easy marketing. So I'll use that and suck up to the boss.
Yeah. It just seems to me that it's just creatively bankrupt. F Nicole, get her out of the house. That it just feels like that if you had a message to get to people, I feel like that there's so many other ways that you could have gone with this that just really get their head spinning.
Like the banner plane or waiting for the fan votes.
You know, we don't like Nicole. Do you think that everybody's going to be like, oh, all right, we're going to rethink my strategy here. People don't like Nicole.
If anything, it was counterintuitive. I mean, they're currently planning on getting Janelle out of the house because they think there might be a vote next week where Janelle's guaranteed to get the power because, you know, she's the fan favorite. So by screaming, "We hate Nicole," mm-hmm. you're probably telling them that Nicole's not getting a power and we can keep her in the game for a little while if powers are coming up. So, yeah, I don't know about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Have Paul Yeller's done the so-and-so is America's player? Have they done that one?
I'm not sure. I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know. People in the chat, I think, are suggesting maybe that has happened, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, I know they did. Oh, they did it obviously for Eric Stein. Done a fake Nicole F is America's player.
That would have been something. But then I always wonder, like, how does the DR even respond to that? How do they tackle that talking to them? Like, they can shut the feeds down again for however long they want, but how do they tell the players, like, what you just heard, you cannot use that as gameplay going forward and talk about it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And it's also hard to go after Nicole Franzl if you're a wall yeller, because Nicole Franzl has her superpower to be able to become like the sympathetic victim of any single thing that happens. So then to go to the house and yell, and then she has like a whole thing of like that, like, oh my God, you guys, that they're saying things about me that aren't true. And she could really turn that into a boost for her game.
Victor, Mom, I'm okay. I'm okay, guys. I know you're worried about me, but I'm fine. I'm fine. I'll be home soon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she would absolutely milk that a little bit farther than we would hope for it to be. But yeah, so maybe next time let's start yelling things about how much Kacer sucks or something like that. And we'll see if we can actually accomplish something. I don't know.
Yeah, I just like to see these wall yellers. Like, they go into all the trouble of going to the wall to go yell. I just feel like that they'd think these things through a little bit more.
Yeah, maybe like later in the game too. I don't know if like this early in the game. I don't know. I haven't really seen a whole lot of updates as to how it went down last night. And it did seem to take like 2 hours off the feeds last night. So they really don't want us to know about it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Matt, we've spent so much time here on the slop talking about Enzo.
Yes.
We call this first segment of the show the End Zone, where we like to talk about what's going on in the world of Enzo. And this week, Enzo is a have-not. He is, for the first time this season, having to deal with being a have-not. He's not taking it well. He has a lot of questions that he seems to not really understand what the rules of the have-not are. I saw one clip where he's talking about how he was just going to eat salt for dinner last night.
Okay.
Yeah. So
okay.
He has to stay in the have not room. And the have not room is now, you know, isolated from the rest of the house. So Enzo, we talked about Enzo and the bidet last night. Enzo wants to have a makeshift bathroom in the have not room. Let me play you a clip from Enzo talking with Bailey and Cody in the have not room.
Yo, should I make a piss bucket in a corner?
No.
Why?
And so first of all, you gotta pull out your thing on national television, everybody gonna see.
Oh, you're right.
That was the first thing first. Secondly, I'm not sleeping in a room with piss in the corner.
Go ahead.
The fact that Bailey has to genuinely talk him out of this, because otherwise he might think it's a good idea. That's the concerning part about all of this.
Yeah.
They've done this before, right? Like when they lock people in the room for quarantine or not quarantine, for the 24 hour punishments.
Yeah.
Or yeah, they had something.
Isolation. Yeah. They give you like, I think like a paint bucket.
Yeah.
Yo, should I make a piss bucket in a corner?
No.
Why?
Why is his first response? Why? Why?
There's already enough talk. Apparently, Enzo is one of the, smellier house guests. He's not one to kind of hold in when he has to pass gas. He will just let it rip. So yeah, he's already been a bad roommate to the people that he was living with downstairs.
Yeah.
And now he's upstairs wanting to just never go back downstairs. He's just going to let it all out there.
Well, it's surprising that he might not smell great because he is getting the bidet shower when he is in the bathroom, getting hosed right. down from the bidet. But I like that they have to try to reason with Enzo. Okay, here's why we have to give you our PowerPoint presentation of
right.
no, you should not make a piss bucket in the have not room. Here's why. Point number one.
First of all, you gotta pull out your thing on national television. Everybody gonna see.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. No, pulling out your thing. Not on national television. They've done that. Old school players did not pull out their thing on national television just for Tyler to call old school boring. Mm-hmm. But these days, we're not doing that.
Yeah. Okay. Hold that thought. We'll come back to that.
yes.
Second. Then. Okay. All right. Don't you don't want to have to pull out your thing. And then second.
That was the first thing. Secondly, I'm not sleeping in a room with piss in a corner. I'm not.
Okay. All right. And the second,
not.
We don't want, you know, we don't want a bucket here for a bathroom in the have not room.
Right. Right. You know, they have like a little hallway in between the room and the, you know, the hallway where they get into that area, the one that they got locked in, obviously, on premiere night. Mm-hmm. Maybe he wants to put it in there and the people that walk through the hallway can come pick it up and take it out. I don't know if he's
through that or is they crawl in the hole to get into.
No.
That?
Yeah. You just have to crawl inside that door. But yeah, the still production has to walk all the way through. So yeah, like I said, he could put the bucket there and then have people take it out if he really wants to. I don't know why he's there's a bathroom in the HOH room. It's right next door.
I don't know. Matt,
do you
think that Enzo is trying to eat salt for dinner so he might not have to go to the bathroom at nighttime?
I mean, you still got to drink fluids, right? You can't be just completely dehydrated in there. Salt is not really
he's going to eat salt for the whole night.
I mean, get your flavor where you can get your flavor, but you still got to fill your body. I mean,
Matt, I wanted to touch on real quick some social media news from the week of Big Brother. There were a couple of there's a couple of Big Brother players this week that had announcements. We saw that Tyler, he ended up tweeting out that he would no longer be posting tweets to Twitter. His tweets would now be going to Instagram only.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about tweets on Instagram?
Should have gone to MySpace if he really wants to get rid of all the fans. I mean, I don't know what the thing is there. I feel like Twitter now has all these new controls where you can control that nobody replies to you, only people that you mention, this and that. So what's the big deal? Are we just having a hard time getting those features to work on the Crispin account or also on Danny's account? It's I don't know. What's so special about Instagram?
I don't know. Maybe is it because then you need to get the Instagram followers to be an influencer after the season? Is that the move?
Well, yeah, that's definitely part of it. You know, his Instagram, because I am one of the suckers that I guess went ahead and followed his Instagram account because I'm curious to see what these people are going to be saying.
How
I guess they might end up on my time. All I've seen is pictures of him at the beach promoting the necklace sales. So it hasn't seemed much different from what I think was going on there beforehand. None of those tweets have made it there yet. But then also, how is this going to work?
Tyler, a jewelry company co-owner on Big Brother 22.
So like when Angela comes in for like a loved one's visit later in the season, hers is also going to say a jewelry company co-owner.
Yes.
So, okay.
And then also Danny Briones on Twitter. She said all future tweets from Danny in the house will only be posted on her Instagram.
So that's my question. How is this working, though? How do you post the tweet on there? Is it just the blank screen with the text of what you're going to say?
I don't know. Maybe
a picture?
They send the message to whoever has access to the account, and then and then that person is now moving it to Instagram?
It has to be. I mean, because they're putting out a couple tweets at a time when they go on their Twitter accounts to do that from the diary room. So I don't know if they're posting out multiple pictures, if they're using the stories. I don't know. It seems more complicated than it's worth.
Matt, we did get a Big Brother Twitter or tweet from Angela Rummins last night.
Yes.
She did have a tweet that said, disappointed I didn't get to see Ty read my letter, .. Would have preferred that over the bidet segment at Big Brother CBS, okay? How's that for programming?
I am suddenly realizing how much I appreciated the bidet segment. I think it took up a valuable time slot.
That's a spritz of water.
Just spritz or water.
Can't believe it. Can't believe Angela would rather have Tyler's letter than Tyler was in the scene with the bidet.
Yeah, he was there. He was showering. He was she was able to see him still, but she must have written something good in that letter.
Maybe.
Some secret message.
Must have been an all-time great letter. All right. Let's get to our guest here today. I'm very excited to talk to Kevin. Just take a quick second to thank a sponsor for this episode of the podcast. And then Kevin Schleyuber is coming up. I want to take a moment and thank our sponsor for this episode. And look, I have props, Matt. I want to thank our sponsor, Magic Spoon Cereal. Now, Kevin Schleyuber played Big Brother with a guy who loved cereal. And you'll be a regular Matt Kleins once you get your hands on some Magic Spoon cereal. Magic Spoon cereal is great if you are careful of how many carbs you're eating. Magic Spoon cereal, no sugar, 3 net carbs, 11 grams protein. If you're somebody who is trying to keep track of what you're eating, Magic Spoon is perfect for you. It is a grain-free cereal. It tastes great. I had it for breakfast. I had the chocolate here for breakfast. I've got the frosted here as well with me up in the studio. Wow. Both are great. There are some days that I'm not trying to eat a lot of carbs, Matt. I want to make it to the Zaddy calendar one year. I'm watching what I eat. And so some days I say, hey, I'm not going to eat a lot of carbs. Magic Spoon cereal is perfect. It tastes amazing. Honestly, too good to be true. It's keto friendly, gluten free, grain free, soy free, low carb and GMO free. I throw some blueberries in there also. It's great. Ooh. I love it. Magic Spoon cereal. They got a great offer. Go to magicspoon.com/RHAP to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code RHAP at checkout to get free shipping. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. That's magicspoon.com/RHAP and use the promo code RHAP for free shipping. We thank Magic Spoon for sponsoring the podcast. Great cereal for anybody out there looking for a low carb, high protein cereal, Magic Spoon.
So that'll be what I yell over the wall. Buy Magic Spoon cereal.
Yes. Yes. Okay. What are you trying to do? All right.
Yeah.
Let's bring in our guest here today on The Slop. Very excited to have this guy, one of the great gentlemen of the game. Very excited for us to check in with the great Kevin Schleyuber. Kevin, how are you?
Doing good. How are you guys? Yeah, do I get my magic spoon?
Magic spoon. Would you think boxes of this would
you know, I'm going to get 12 boxes of those with all the kids I have here.
Yeah, okay. Get 12 boxes. Boom. Okay. Kevin, if we could just get you to either talk a little louder or maybe get a little closer to the mic. I feel like it's a little bit low.
Okay, can you hear me better now?
Yeah, you're doing good. All right, Kevin, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you, dog? How are you, Matt?
We're good. Very, very happy to have you here. The hair's looking good.
Yeah, looking great.
In case I have to look more intelligent, you know, be intelligent, you know, but right now we're going to go with this.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Kevin, right. For anybody who's listening to the podcast, of course, is looking great. He's got a white collared shirt and a vest. Is that right?
That's the vest. It's an old school vest, Rob. We knew we were going to talk about old school stuff, so old school Big Brother. So I put on the vest. Look.
Yeah. And of course, with a tie, looking great. Nice.
110 degrees, only for you, Rob.
Okay. Kevin, before we talk about Big Brother, I just wanted to update the listeners. You posted a great update on your Twitter. Now, and you still post your tweets on your old school. You still post your tweets on Twitter, right? You don't post them on Instagram now.
I have no idea. All I know is Twitter put up there, Instagram I put up there. I don't know how to mix them.
Yeah.
I can get on this podcast. I thought we weren't going on. I thought you were sending me a link. I was going to put it on social media. And my daughter's like, Dad, I think it's live. Just go on the thing. I was like, all right.
Yeah.
So no, my tweets stay in Tweetville. And my Instagram, Tweetville. I don't put much on Instagram, you know. But yeah, I put a lot of mojos at the end and stuff. So people know it's me. Because who else? What weirdo puts hearts and prayers for everybody, you know? Just me.
Yeah. You put a lot of hearts in your tweets.
Yeah, I know. I know.
A lot of heart mojo. But you had, you posted the other day that you had a great update since your first procedure for prostate cancer, that you're now 20 months free of the cancer?
Yeah. November. I had my first surgery November 26th of 18. And I then I had two other surgeries after that. And my last surgery was September, so it's almost been a year. And I don't have to go back now for another year.
Yeah. Well, that's so great to hear. And in 2020, good news is hard to come by. So we really cherish hearing stuff like that.
Exactly. And you know, it just goes to show that early detection and early screening, it's beneficial. I mean, I didn't go because I had any symptoms, Rob and Matt. I just went because I was needed a blood test. I believe it was to update my pass. I forget what I even went for. Just a physical. And next thing they found this and I was having surgery. So, I mean, it can happen to anybody. I didn't have no symptoms. I feel great. I feel great now. Okay. You know?
Well, so happy to hear it. And always happy to have you back here with us to talk some Big Brother, Kevin. What have you thought about Big Brother All-Stars?
Man, I liked it at the beginning. And, it's hard because when they get out there, Rob, they're in that house and now everyone knows each other. So you're really not going to get showmances. You can't say, oh, I work in this job, I do that job, because everyone knows everybody. So you have to just win the comps. You have to play a good game socially and the comps. You know what I mean? So we'll see it, because on my season, people could say, you know, I was telling them how many kids I had. No one believed me. I have them tattooed on my arm. So, I mean, you can't hide that, but people don't believe it. But I think it's much more difficult because everyone knows everyone. Everyone knows each other's game, and everyone knows what's happening. So, I mean, they know arms are going on and everything. So,
Kevin, did they contact you to come back and play for this? And well, would you have considered it?
I don't know. You know, because, like, the oldest person they have there is who? Memphis or Enzo?
Might be Enzo.
And I'm still 19 years older than him, so you know what I mean? Although these Boston guys look better than those Jersey guys, but we won't say anything about that, you know? But I don't know, Rob. I don't think so. I would have just passed this year because I just got over my, I don't have to go back for a year, so I don't want to go in there and then, you know, with the pandemic and all that, it gets difficult, you know?
Yeah, what do you need all that aggravation for?
Yeah, I have it right here.
Yeah,
I don't have to go in there. I can just have it right here, you know?
Kevin, do you watch the live feeds at all, or do you just watch the show?
Should I be honest?
Yeah,
no, I don't watch live.
That's fine. That's fine.
But I have updates. I have updates.
Yeah.
Because in Twitter world, right? This little Twitter world, I can call people or tweet people and they tell me what's going on. But I give the respect to those live feeders who watch the show and like tweet every 10 minutes of what's going on. I don't know what they do for a living, but I mean, they tweet who just had a conversation or what's happening or who's on the block. I mean, I don't even have to watch Wednesday night because I know what's happening, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can save time. You don't have to watch the show.
Yeah, we go right to Thursday night, right to the live eviction.
You could skip right to it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's great.
I'm really disappointed who's on the block, though, to be honest with you.
Yeah, Janelle and Kaser, you were a fan of them?
I liked them both, man. Yeah, I wanted them to stay.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind Memphis going early, but I don't want Kaser and Janelle to go, but I don't know. I can't believe who's gone already. Nicole's gone. Keisha's gone. So if Janelle goes, first three gone are females.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's pretty wild. I don't know how they let that happen, you know?
I know. It's a great question, Kevin.
Yeah, I know. And she's one of the favorites. So, I mean, the ratings, I don't know, man.
Yeah. Do you think people will stop watching the show maybe?
Never. No. I think the BB fandom is, I have no problems with anybody. So I BB fandom to me has been great. You know what I mean? I guess other people, there's a lot of gray area. You know what I mean? Other people, it's just black and white with me. There's nobody, I really don't get any hate or dislike from like many people. And I think the BB fandom is great. And it's so many people, although I'm reading that the ratings are low, but I mean, there's not much else to do. So I think, Once it picks up and more people are going on the block and more people are being eliminated, I think the ratings will go back up.
Yeah, Kevin, I know you played with Christmas, who's back in this season. How do you think Christmas is doing here in Big Brother 22?
I mean, I only can say she's doing good. She's keeping a low profile. She's won one of the specialty comps, and she cooks for Enzo. She cooked for me. Remember when I was on the show, I used to do the towels. Mm-hmm. So I had a little trick. No one knew. I would do the towels. I would put them on the pool table. And Jason came out one day and was going to take the towels up to the pool table. I said, no, leave them there, because I wanted everyone in the house to see that I was doing something, because I didn't cook. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? One of those old guys when, you know, I just never cooked. So Christmas used to make me bacon and eggs. So, and Angel said it the other night that he likes Christmas. He put up, he took her as his N1 because she cooks for him, he said. You remember he said that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think she's doing all right. I mean, the girls are going to, all the guys have won the comps so far, right? Am I right?
Yeah.
She's the only one.
Yeah, she won the safety suite last week.
The safety suite, but that's, I mean, they have to start winning comps. They have to start controlling the HOH. You know what I mean?
You're telling me.
It's been only the guys, Memphis, Enzo, Tyler, and Cody. Those four guys have won all six comps, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
They've been pretty dominant so far, yeah. But Christmas is maybe some hope to have some of the women start winning more.
Bailey's doing good. You know, she's doing good. And I love Devon. She's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But we'll see how it goes. The guys are tough in the comps. You have Tyler and Cody and Enzo and Memphis. These guys, and Ian's keeping a low profile.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I did. No one even watched me for the first 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. There's people, oh, never, were you on the show? I was like, oh, my God. No, you're the guy who wore the suits. I was like, yes, I'm the guy who brought 12 suits to the show. You know, the production came into the first night when I got in there, production, I put the suits around the hotel room, around the windows, and production came in and were like, why
blocking all the windows.
Why did you bring all these suits? And I was like, well, I mean, are we going to go out to eat and stuff like that? And they were like, are you joking? I was like, no, I thought it was serious. They took away the suits that weren't camera friendly.
Yeah.
And they sent 4 suits. They sent 8 suits back to Boston.
Kevin, you thought that they were going to take you out to dinner?
Yeah. Well, I thought, you know, after Big Brother, they should have definitely taken us out to dinner.
Yeah, definitely after the show.
Well, I felt like we would have a dinner together on like a Friday night. Yeah. I mean, we have to leave the complex. But so I wanted to bring suits. I don't know. Oh, you see how much outfits the girls bring. So,
yeah.
And no, that's Survivor where they get taken out to dinner at nighttime.
Yeah.
Sure. Kevin, are you seeing anything different that Christmas is doing this season?
I don't know. Well, she has nobody right now that she's paired up with on my season. Eventually, I thought me and her were together, but she was with Josh and Paul.
Mm-hmm.
So I think she's keeping a low profile. I know she's causing a lot of, you know, she's doing a lot of sneaking around, but that's part of the game, I guess, you know. I don't know if I could do it, you know what I mean? Someone in the bathroom and you go listen to the bathroom and then run if they come. And remind you when your father came home late at night and ran into bed. I don't know, you know.
You know, Kevin, it was rumored that Josh was going to be on this season.
Yeah.
Somebody was going to come back and play. And ultimately, he didn't make it onto the season. How do you think he would have done if he was in this house?
I think he would have been entertaining. Come on, guys. You have to at least give him that much. Now, the comps, he would have definitely went with Tyler and Christmas and probably Devon. But I think the comps, he would have, I don't know. I mean, he's not a comp beast, but he's a good player, man. He stirs the pan. You know what I mean? He gets people mad.
He's the pan.
Right. Exactly. So he would be talking BS, you know what I mean? And he would get people, he would just get things a little more active, you know what I mean? It's just slow. So I don't know. I wish he went in there. He's going on the challenge, though, right?
I think he had done.
Looks likely.
Yeah, he's going to go back?
Yeah. It looks like we're getting some names leaked, and he might be there.
See, today, once they posted who's going on the challenge?
Yep, they are heading off into quarantine today, but, you know, not really much finalized. Yeah, Mark's name is rumored as well.
Yeah.
Mark Jansen might be heading his way to...
The girl was on last year or the year before. I don't know her name.
Who was that?
Another girl from Big Brother's going on.
Oh, sis. Annalise might be heading over.
There you go. Yes.
Yeah.
So
they're going to be Bessie, Casey, Josh, Mark, Annalise. It's going to be Big Brother challenge now, right?
Yeah. Kevin, what about you? Could you go do the challenge?
I don't know.
If they take him out to a nice dinner.
Raising all these daughters.
They do go
and they do that. Do they want to quit?
Yeah, they go out for drinks at least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They might go out.
So.
How about the challenge? It doesn't seem, I mean, obviously it's whoever wins goes on. You know, the guys from Boston does pretty good. CT's his thing.
Yeah.
Is that his name?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He's actually from Boston.
He is.
He's from Boston. A lot of people say Boston and they're not from Boston.
Yeah. Do you hang out with any of those guys?
No, I know a few friends of his, but no, he lives in Miami now.
Yeah.
I'm much older than everyone, Rob. Mm-hmm. You know?
I know, but I've seen you out a bunch of times.
Oh, no, I've been out with Brad and Rodney and, you know, who else from Boston? I go out with Michelle sometimes and people like that.
Michelle who? Michelle Fitzgerald?
And Michelle Costa.
Michelle Costa. Ah, yeah. Big Brother.
She lives in Providence.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Kevin, so if you were in the house this week, would you have a preference for Janelle or Kacer who was going to go home?
I would see this creepy. That's a tough one. I don't know, man. I would probably send Kacer home.
Yeah.
Because he seems to be more competitive. Like Janelle just lets it, hey, whatever happens, happens. You know what I mean? And I don't know, but I think they're going to send Janelle home, but I would send Kacer home first. Mm-hmm.
That's how they usually do it, but might not be the, case this time.
Matt, listen, whoever I'm telling you is going home, take the opposite. If you can get in Vegas and get a bet down, take it. Trust me. Believe me.
You're getting all the updates. You know what's going on.
Exactly. I have to call my guys on the Twitter. Exactly.
Stay in the loop.
Kevin,
that we saw in your season, not too dissimilar from what's going on right now with a big alliance being at the center of everything. And you were somebody who was like part of it, but not necessarily, somebody who was able to ultimately get into like the very top of it. How does somebody go about being in the position of being in the middle and around that big alliance to ultimately getting to the end with that big alliance?
Well, that's difficult because what happens is you have no options, Rob. If you don't get with them, they're gonna come after you and target you.
Yeah.
So you have to pretend like you're gonna be with them and be part of them, and then you're screwed because once it starts getting down to the top 10, top 8, everyone turns on everybody. So I mean, the show is going to start getting more exciting. Apparently, it's not that exciting right now. But, I mean, there's going to be arguments. There's going to be fighting. And people are going to start saying, I get your back. And they're going to put them on the block. So, me, I just kept quiet, man. I don't know. Man, I think they felt bad for me. I think they thought, like, what's this guy doing here, man? I don't think he knows what the hell he's doing, man. So, I think they just left me alone. I didn't go on until 74 days in. And that's when Christmas put me up.
Mm-hmm.
I seen a video of her the other night, and the girl was like, oh, that guy, the older guy, I liked him. And she was like, who evicted him? And Chris was like, I don't know who evicted you. You evicted me. What are you talking about? She did.
She's lying. She didn't want people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It could only be one of three people. I was in there with Josh, Paul, and her, you know, so it had to be one of the three. And Josh blocked against me, and Paul won HOH, so it was Christmas.
Kevin, were you surprised that Paul wasn't back for Big Brother All-Stars?
Yeah, I thought there's another thing. I mean, there's no gray area with Paul. You either like him or you don't. But you have to say he was entertaining, if anything. I mean, he walked around with a inflatable doll on his...
The duck, yeah.
Yeah, duck, yeah.
He always had something going on. He had me fooled. You know what I mean? I thought we were friends and everything was close, and he kept giving me... this, and I'm like, oh, this shit's got to mean something. California, this got to be nice. This has got to be good news. And
you voted for him, right? You voted for Paul to win?
Well, see, they talk to you at the end, and they instruct you, and they say, you vote for who you think played the best game. Now, they didn't say who do you think screwed you the most, or who do you think was the most deceptive, or most deceiving, or most, you know, that's the criteria. So that's what I stuck with. Mm-hmm. And I thought, and listen, I love Josh. He knows that. And I love Paul. But I thought in that game, did Paul outsmart everyone and play the best game? I thought he did, my opinion. You know, but, you know, he lost because of jury management. So that's another thing. You can go through the whole season. I mean, I thought it wasn't even going to be contended. I thought it would be 7-2. Paul would win. You know what I mean? I thought, because during the season, Cody didn't like Josh. Jessica didn't like Josh. Mark didn't like Josh. He threw stuff on his face. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So I thought he would definitely vote against him. And I was telling Paul to take Josh with you to the finals because they would vote against Josh. And they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know.
Yeah. Kevin, do you have any thoughts on the feud between Janelle and Nicole Franzel?
Oh, man, there's not many people I really complain about ever, and I really don't say anything bad. But she seems so annoying, man. You know, I mean, I don't know what it is, man. I don't understand the feud. I think Nicole is smarter than people think, and she's doing this purposely. And now once Janelle's gone, she's going to turn it towards somebody else. Who's her next victim? Who's picking on her next after her? I don't know, out of the girls. She's going to say someone else is picking on her, you know? Mm-hmm. She seems to skate by making everyone think she's the victim.
Yes.
She won $5,000 goddamn dollars. You're only 25 years old. Where are you a victim? My wife had four children. You know, what are you talking about?
So, you know? Over the weekend, one of the things that Nicole was upset about was that it had been... There was some talk about how, you know, maybe Davon should be in a showmance with David, and Davon didn't want to be in it. Says she doesn't want to do a showmance, and I believe it was Dan and Matt. Stop me if I'm getting something wrong. Danny had said like, "Hey, showmances work. Ask Nicole." And eventually, it had been reported to that, Matt, can you tell this story better? You could probably tell it better than I can.
Yeah, you were on the right track. Yeah. It was, there was a joke about Nicole, you know, having played before and having had different, guys in the house that she had been linked up with over and over. And then Bailey just made a joke and it kind of went south.
Yeah.
Really? I don't know if you had the clip.
She's going to come after Bailey next. Yeah, you guys just gave me the...
Well, I could definitely see that happening, but it ended up being reported back that that it took her a couple of tries and a couple of guys, and then ultimately she made it work.
That's how she got there.
She succeeded. But Kevin, shouldn't Nicole embrace this in that, like, hey, like there's lots of people that take a couple tries and a couple of guys and don't ever get it right. She won... and found the love of her life in Victor. This is a success story.
And he just became a state trooper. I don't know what state they're in, but he became a state trooper in his state. And he seems like a nice kid. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he puts up with her. So,
I think a couple of tries and a couple of guys. This is like a.
What are the other guys? Who is she with?
We don't need to name names, Kevin.
Well, she wasn't with me, so I don't know.
No, there was a couple other guys.
Yeah, if you had been cast one season earlier, you would have been on there with her.
When she came into our season, right?
Yeah,
she was there like for the first time. She's standing there with the fairy godmother outfit, the sum outfit, and I was like this. Who the hell is she? And they were like, "What? You don't know who that is?" I said, "No, I don't know who it is." And then Josh like ran at her to say something, but I didn't know who she was. I didn't know when she was at all. And who kept filling me in? Jillian. She was like, "That she won last year." I said, that girl won last year? And they were like, yeah. And then we went in the house and Paul came in. And she was like, and he came in second last year. I was like, really? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I really didn't get much to talk. She's only teeny. She's only really little.
Yeah.
We'll see how she does. I think she's going to have to beat. She's got Bailey and Christmas, who I think will beat her in the comments, my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's doing pretty well with Christmas, though. So they might be close. They might need to lean on each other for some comp wins down the stretch. But
yeah. Kevin, did you follow the reality star Amazing Race when it was on last year?
No.
Okay. All right. There was a lot of drama that came out of that. Who won?
No, I was sick at that time, so I really, I probably didn't watch it much. But I did watch the Big Brother season, so I'm really like, I don't know. The Amazing Race, they asked me to go on it.
Yeah, well, who are you going to go on it with?
I was going to go on it with Jason.
Oh, with
someone? Oh.
Yeah.
Thought they would pair you with like a Rodney or someone.
Yeah, nope, now. Yeah, well, at the time, I didn't know him.
Yeah.
I was out in a club and they were like, "This is Rodney." I was like, "What's up?" And then we became friends after that,
Yeah.
But I didn't know him. I didn't know him. It was like I was on Survivor. I said, "Really?" I said, "How did you do? Did you survive?" And he fucking started ranting and raving. Yeah.
In the YouTube chat, if you have questions for Kevin, post them. We'll ask your questions to Kevin Schleuber. Kevin
is really good, Rob, as a matter of fact. I'm going to send some cereal for you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Definitely.
Kevin, have you been getting any feed updates in the past couple days or so about Christmas and the punishment that she has?
Yeah, she has to take care of a baby.
Yeah.
In the last 12 hours, that punishment has grown by 6 babies. She is now up to how many? Do you have 6 kids? Is that what you said?
No, I have 6 daughters.
You have 6 daughters. Okay. Well, Christmas now has 6 stars that are her kids to take care of in the house. Yes. So maybe when she comes out, she'll call you up for some advice on how to handle 6.
So I had between 12 and under 7 kids. My oldest was 12 and my 7th one was born.
Wow.
Yeah. No shit. Yeah. And these kids complaining about sleeping in the have-not room. You get me? Come on. And we were living out here on the East Coast. You only get 60 days of good weather. The rest is snow. You know what I mean? So,
Kevin, did you happen to see last night when Enzo was using the bidet in the bathroom?
Yes, I seen a little bit of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think that that's a good addition to the Big Brother house?
Yes, definitely it's a good addition to the Big Brother house.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't want to get into why I think it's a good addition to a big, but I was like, everyone knows, it's part of life. They're adults, so I don't know. It's not like they're in high school, you know. Yeah. You're not going to take water out of it, like super bad, you know what I mean? Take a sip of water out of the goddamn bidet. You know,
Kevin.
Yes,
that's the best questions, though. Yeah. Definitely.
Who's going to win Big Brother 22?
Who's going to win? Wow, maybe Tyler or Bailey.
Okay,
not Nicole.
No,
not Nicole.
Definitely Nicole. They're going to come after her. I think.
Yeah.
Well, I'm only picking one from each side. So I would have to say either Bailey or Christmas or Tyler or Enzo. So, I mean, now I'm up to 25% of the cast.
Mm-hmm.
So what the hell? You know what I mean?
Kevin, have you ever run into Enzo? I feel like you're both East Coast guys. Yeah.
Yeah, I met him.
What do you make of Enzo?
Yeah.
Oh, man. He was fast moving. He was a cool guy. He was like, he had his guys with him, had his hat on. He did a little rap show and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Were you there?
Think of his rapping, that he's Dwight Squall. That's his rap name, right?
Cut the shit, really?
I thought that was, I think that's what he's called.
All I'm called is Kevin. I can't even come up with some cool name. You know what I mean? What's he called again?
Dwight Squall.
I don't know. I was going to have him come up here to Boston and rap at a club in Boston, but we just lost contact.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I hung out with him. He was a good guy. Pretty cool guy. He's intense. He's really like, you know, this kind of moving all the time and everything, you know. But he was nice to me. He was always, he was respectful. I took his number. He took my number. His rapping, I don't know if you want to start a career rapping at 42 years old, but mm-hmm. You know, I think you may want to start that when you were a little younger, but I don't know about the rap business. You know?
Yeah.
You know, I don't.
Kevin, is there anybody from your seasons? Somebody was asking in the chat, and sorry, I missed the name, but they want to know if there's anybody else from your season you think should be back on any other future All-Stars, maybe a challenge or anything else that has not yet gotten the call.
Oh, I don't know. Give Jason a chance. He tried out 9 times for Big Brother.
Did he?
Yeah. The guy knew more everything. Me and him would sit up at night and talk. We'd put pillows over our mouth and try to talk. He would be over there laughing the whole time. All he did was laugh. He started to put earplugs in. And that's like against the rules in Big Brother house, because they want to talk. They want you to keep communicating for the live feeders. Yeah. Look, and I'm telling Jason a story, and he's not moving. I'm like, what's he doing, man? And I'm looking, and he's got earplugs in. Because he said I talk too much, believe it or not.
Can you believe it? You guys keep in contact?
Yeah. At nighttime, so he could go to sleep. Because he wanted to get well rested. He'd go to sleep. He's from the country in Iowa. He'd go to sleep at 9, 10 o'clock at night. I'd just be walking the house at 3:30 in the morning, seeing what's going on. And I'd be the only one up. You could see the cameras following you in the dark. You know when it's dark and the camera's behind the mirror? Mm-hmm. You could see it following you. I would sit up and talk to him and tell stories. And I'd like to see Jason. I mean, Mark's been on the show. Elaine's been on the show. Paul's been on the show. Jessica and Cody been on the show.
Yeah.
Christmas is on the show. Josh is on the show. There's no one left.
Maybe the answer is you. I guess that's what we're waiting for here.
Yeah. Kevin, what about Raven? Should bring Raven back?
Oh, man. I think Raven, yes, bring Raven back. Definitely. She was entertaining.
Yeah.
You know? If anything, she was entertaining.
Puppet Master.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Todd met Rob because she's like 33 years younger than me. Dude, I'm not going to. I don't know. She's a character. That's all I have to say.
She's a good character. That's right.
Okay. She could make me a birthday cake.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I think she threw it at me at the end, but she made me a birthday cake. So.
Yeah.
She used to cook and everything. She was fun. But I mean, everyone lives in their own little world, and she lives in her section, and that's just how it is. You know, I never criticize anyone, but there's no way I'm going to criticize a girl who's 35 years younger than me. I think she may be 35 years younger than me, right? What is she, like 24?
I'm not sure how old she is.
Yeah. But I wish her the best. And yeah. She's doing good on Instagram.
Yeah. Kevin, yeah. If you were in this Big Brother house, would you target the other Kevin? That we saw the two Nicoles target each other, or at least Nicole Franzel didn't want there to be a Nicole A in the house. Would you not want to be Kevin S?
No, Kevin shithead. I wouldn't even mind, because then they're yelling Kevin, you know, no one but you. You know what I mean? Which Kevin screwed up. And he seems to be an emotional guy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I don't know. Maybe he could take away some of the heat from this Kevin and just put it on that Kevin, you know? Because I got into an argument the other day with my daughters. They said I cried. I said, I never cried on that show. And they said I did. They tried to show me a little video. I said, man, I wasn't crying. I was eating food there, you know? But did you see me cry, Rob?
No.
Thank you. Thank you, Rob. You're invited to dinner anytime. Matt, you didn't cry, right?
I don't think so, no.
Thank you. You're invited to dinner also. But I didn't cry at all. I mean, I was going there. I couldn't understand. People would cry if the weather changed. The weather never changed, Rob. Mm-hmm. We were in L.A. during the June. It was 85 degrees every single goddamn day. It never changed. Never changed. Oh. And I'd be like, what the hell are you crying for? They would come out of the DR crying. I'd be like, what the hell are you crying for? And they'd be like, yeah, I'm emotional. I was like, oh, man. So I didn't really get the whole game, the criteria or the whole concept. I didn't know you're going to DR. My DR sessions, they break records. 30 seconds. I would sit there. There's a camera in front of you. They would say, Kevin, you have anything to say? I'd say, no. They were like, well, this person's talking about you. I said, well, they can say what they want. And I'd get up and walk out. And I'd come out. I told you guys, I was only in there for like 30 seconds. I literally didn't do much in the DR. Some people stay in there for 2 hours. You could hear them screaming. And then they would come out and say, hey, you want to go out in the backyard and work out? I'm like, what?
Who was screaming? Paul?
Yeah, Paul. At nighttime, you could hear Paul. You could hear Josh. You could hear everybody screaming in there except me. And the production people, when we met at the end, you have like a party at the end with the production.
Yeah.
And you were just so cool and cooperative in the DR. And I was like, I didn't know you wanted me to act up in there. You know, I didn't know you wanted me to yell. I'm not going to yell about everyone was so much younger than me. I mean, on my season, you got to be fair. The final two, Paul and Josh, were 23 and 24. Mm-hmm. I was 56 during the show. So that's really hard. They talk about it now. I can see Janelle. She talks about it, how hard it is to navigate through the younger Big Brother players, you know, like with Tyler and Cody and all them. And she's 20 years younger than me. So I was on a show and I got stuck at the end with people that were like, I mean, I was older than their parents. I'm older than their parents. Mm-hmm. I'm 10 years older than Josh's parents. So I was screwed. I knew I was screwed. That's why I just kept to myself. And I just sat, I just chilled. I knew it was inevitable. It's like when your dad's going to come home and you're going to get that beating. The worst thing to do is worry the last 3 hours that you're going to get the beating. Just wait till it comes, take it, and it's over, you know? So I just knew I was going to be evicted. So that's why I didn't complain. That's why when I got evicted, I hugged him and said, good luck to you guys. You would have looked like a crybaby going out. You evicted me. I mean, if I won the comps at the end, then I could control my own destiny. But, you know, that's part of the game. That's how it goes. And it's
have you,
a game.
Okay, that's a good question. I was going to say, have you said before who you planned on taking to Final Two out of those guys? If you could have had the option?
If I could have had the option, I'm so naive, I would have taken Paul. But again, that would have...
The guy who won did.
Yeah, you might have won.
It would have worked. Holy shit.
Probably would have, actually.
Yeah. Kevin, this is a question from Hayden Plunkett in the chat. Which of the all-stars would you invite to Thanksgiving dinner? Any of them?
Oh, absolutely, man. I like, listen, I don't, everyone's opinion of how people play the game, and they're different on TV. I would invite Tyler. I met Cody. He was a nice kid to me. You got to understand, now when we met, it wasn't on the show. It was outside. It's like meeting, talking to you out on the street. You know, we're not on a show where you have to be deceptive and you have to sit, make things up, you know. So, yeah, I would invite all of them. There's nobody I wouldn't invite. There's no one I dislike. Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, I'd invite them all. I wouldn't dislike anybody. Definitely Enzo. I would invite Cody, Ian. Memphis, maybe not Memphis. I would let Memphis and
why not? Nicole. Why not Memphis?
I don't know. He seems like one of these dudes who are like, do you know when you get out of school at 2:10? You know when you went to school, 2:10, someone's parents are sitting outside waiting for them all the time?
Yeah.
Kid who had lunch made from every goddamn time, and you didn't have lunch made, and no one met you. You had to cross that street by yourself. He seems like he always got picked up after school, and he got his lunch made for him all the fucking time. So
this is so specific.
Yeah, this gives off.
Yeah, exactly. That's the vibe.
I can see it.
Like he thinks he's like. I mean, maybe he's not him. Maybe it's just in the show. Like he has a sort of he's better than people type thing. You know. I mean, his name Memphis. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. Were you? What'd you think of Nicole last week when she said to Memphis on the way out? She was like, "I'm so proud of you. Yeah, big strong guy. You took out little old me. That was your HOH week."
Yeah, I know. We lost. If Janelle leaves, you lose the three America's favorites, right?
Yeah.
Oh wow. So Memphis, I agree with her on that behalf. He had a chance to put up two people that are going to be more comped. You know, have a chance at the comp things like that. Instead, he put up Nicole. I like Nicole. Again, she may not have played the best game, but, I mean, who am I to judge anybody about who played the best game? You know what I mean? I would tell people stories and fold goddamn towels for 87 days. So, you know, you could do that anywhere. At the laundry, you could go to the laundromat down the street and do that. You know what I mean? They used to tell me, Kevin, we have an endurance pump coming up. I'm like, how do you know that? Because they've been building for three goddamn days. You could hear them banging outside. And people would be getting their sleep. Rubbing their eyes, I'd be up walking around having a coffee. They're like 3 a.m, let's go, the endurance. I'd be like, what? So they would have some of them, Rob, you realize they have some of them late at night because of the heat out there, right?
Yeah.
So they had one at 3 a.m. You know when you had to hold your hand up against a thing? Mm-hmm. The one Jessica won?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jessica and Christmas went like 3 hours. It ended in the morning. 7 a.m.
Yeah.
They gotta let you sleep in a little bit after that. But,
yeah, exactly. I know. No, then comes the Backstreet Boys. They're tearing up my heart. Whoever sings that goddamn song.
That's the wake-up music. Yeah.
Yes.
Same three songs all the time, man. Mm-hmm. I was like, you put on some Doors or Sam Cooke or Jackie Wilson, and they were like, what? And then I put on the Doors, and they were booing. I was like, what? How are you booing the Doors? They put on Light My Fire, like an American iconic classic song. And when they started comparing Britney Spears to the Beatles, I knew I was screwed. I was like, what the hell are you talking about? Put on Britney.
I don't know what that comparison is.
Yeah, exactly.
Kevin, last night there was somebody who came and yelled over the wall to the house guest about get Nicole out of the house, F Nicole. Yeah. Did that ever happen in your season?
Yeah. Yeah, 3 times.
3 times. What did you hear?
I was out in the yard one time. Well, one time a plane went by.
Yeah.
Really weird, man. These Big Brother fandom people have money, I guess, because someone rented a plane on one of those things on it. Yeah. And then had a bullhorn and was yelling over the goddamn fence. I think it said something about Paul, but I don't know exactly in depth what was said. We're inside a secure type thing. And, you know, generally you can't hear what they're saying. You just hear somebody yelling. So, and then an alarm goes off. Fucking, I thought it was a earthquake coming.
Yeah.
And you got to go in the house and they lock you in. And that's why I was like, please don't anyone yell. They know on Sundays, you know, you only get the yard one day or 2 days a week at most.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get the yard, it really is terrible. If someone comes out there with a bullhorn and makes you go back inside, you know, you got to spend 168 hours a week inside the house. So,
yeah. I think they said, Paul sucks. Britney Spears is better than Paul McCartney.
No shit, exactly.
Yeah.
Richard sucks.
Kevin, what are you hoping to see in the rest of this Big Brother 22 game?
I just hope it gets more competitive. I want to see some of the girls, some of the females win some comps and see what they move. Because all the moves have been made by the male players. You know what I mean? Mostly by Cody and Tyler and Memphis, I guess. You know, it's nice to see if one of the girls gets up there, see what they do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm with you.
Make it interesting, right, Matt? What do you think?
I'm all with you. We need some of the women to be able to win some of these comps. They even with the crapshoots, it still ended up going to the Tylers and the whoever else is. So it's been a little tough with that. But no, I'm not sure if I remember in your season.
Win the comp, win HOH. I would have loved to see it.
We're gonna probably finish the season off with zero comp wins by Janelle before she heads out. So.
Join the club, huh? There's a bunch of them in there.
What, you didn't win any comps, Kevin?
Well, let's not get crazy, Rob. I won the first one that night, remember?
Yes, first day.
The money.
The money, yeah, that's what it was.
So I go into the DR, and they're like, congratulations. I thought they were congratulating me, Matt and Rob, for being on the show. They were like, no, you won $25,000. And I was like, oh, okay. And they're like, is that your reaction? You can't yell and scream. I'm excited I won. And I'm like, no, I don't want to. And he was like, that's like the weirdest reaction to anybody I've ever seen who won $25,000. I was like,
no wonder the rest of your DRs were 30 minutes each.
Josh was yelling, he won it. So I was under the impression he won. So I didn't know I won until they told me I won. And then I kept it quiet until I felt bad for Matt and told him. And he started getting me into arguments with everybody.
Yeah.
I tried to be a gentleman because he was leaving. Because basically, you know from Sunday, who's going to be evicted on Thursday? You know what I mean? I mean, they can do all that campaigning on the live feeds and on TV. But when you have a group of people who are in alliance, you know, at early anyhow, you know what the vote's actually going to be. I used to say the vote's going to be 9-1. And they were like, I said, you know that because that's what everyone's saying. So everyone knows who's leaving. So whoever would have the Bible on our season was the one going to be leaving that week. You know what I mean? They'd be in there praying. So I don't know. We all knew who was going to leave. So I think they all know that, you know, but we'll see.
Yeah. Okay. Kevin, anything else you want to say about Big Brother 22?
No, I'm enjoying it. I wish everyone the best. I hope they all do good and hope some girls start winning some of the comps, some of the females, and we'll see how it goes and get more exciting, you know, get them fighting with each other a little more. But no, I want to thank you guys. I had a great time. Matt, thank you. Rob, thank you. Listen, early detection for anyone out there, you get to a certain age, man or woman, you have to go get checked. You know what I mean? It saves lives. And I would never preach about that before. You know what I mean? But now, after going through the cancer, it's really important that you go out there and get screened. Early screening saves life.
Yeah.
That's the one thing you can do is they can tell you you have nothing wrong with you. You know what I mean? Or then if they find it early, that's what you want. You don't want to wait until it's too late, you know?
Yeah. I think you have a great message, Kevin, because I know that you were not a hypochondriac or anybody who was going to the trying to see the doctor all the time before this. But you have a great message about you have nothing to lose by going to get checked out.
Yeah, definitely. You got checked out early, and then again, it can save lives. You don't have to be you; it can be your aunt, your uncle, your anybody. Just make it. Educate them about it. Let them understand. Because people, I guess, there's a stigma, I guess, to have cancer. I didn't know that. I mean, what's the stigma? Not being alive? So, I mean, just go out there and get checked and do what you can do. And enjoy Big Brother. I wish everyone the best.
Yeah. All right, Kevin. So much positivity here about Big Brother. You were the voice we needed to hear because there's not a lot of positivity right now.
Thank you. Thank you, Rob. Matt, thank you so much, man.
Thanks, Kevin. No, it's good to hear from you.
Where could people follow you and get all your heart mojo?
On my tweets, huh? No, I'm a genius. I still have BB19 Kevin.
BB19 Kevin, and it's not on his Instagram.
It's on the same. I think it's both the same, I think.
Yeah. Let me see. Let me see if you said anything new that we didn't talk about.
No.
Yeah, you said...
Rob, I'm a nice guy, man.
Yeah, you've said all nice things.
Yes. Rob, I refuse to get into an argument on social media with someone who lives 3,000 miles away from it. While I'm in my bedroom in an air-conditioned room and I'm going to fight with a 24-year-old from Calabasas. It's not going to happen.
Okay.
Or I will just say positive stuff. And I think it needs some more positivity. I mean, Jesus, I think when we get New Year's Eve on December 31st,
the player?
11:59 is going to be some happy people. 2020 can't get out of here quick enough, man.
That's right.
I'm kidding.
All right, Kevin. Well, always great to catch up, Kevin. I love talking to you.
All right, man. When I come down to New York, I'll see you.
Okay. Well, I'm in Los Angeles.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah. I guess see you on the West Coast.
Definitely. Matt, where are you?
I'm in New York, so you can come down here and see me.
Come see Matt.
I'll definitely come and see Matt and have your premiere party or something. For now,
yes,
I'll be there.
Yes,
come up. Right
after these crazy times are all over, we'll
see you later, guys. Thank you.
You're the best, Kevin. Thank you so much.
Matt, say hi to everyone in your family. Thank you, guys.
All right, take care.
Okay, bye bye.
Bye. All right, Matt, this week there was a lot of talk on the social media of that. There was a supposed thing that was seen by Tyler Crispin this week that it really became a meme this week of allegedly Tyler said that the reason why Janelle and Kacer have to go, it's because they try to create too much drama. And this is why old school BB is boring. Now, Tyler, we've heard him say earlier this season, boring is not that big a deal. He does that. He wishes he wishes somebody would call him boring, because boring is, he would like to be boring.
Like boring seasons, like Derek squashed the fights and didn't stop, you know, so he made it more of a boring season, even though there were still some things like people don't like people who make things boring. They like,
I see what you're saying.
Some people get really upset when they get called boring. Like, I fucking would love to be boring. Like, tell me I'm boring. I would be so boring the whole time. If I win, I'm fine with it. But some people get pissed.
Some people get pissed if you call them boring.
Yeah. I don't know why anyone would. It's a good thing in Big Brother, right? To be boring, you get your way to the end, and weird thing to be offended by.
So it has really taken on a life of its own on Twitter. So many memes, so many people everywhere talking about that. That hey, this happened so Tyler could call old school BB boring. A couple of the house guests got in on this. Do you remember Chatty Natty from Big Brother 9?
Yes, of course I do. Yes.
She took to Twitter to say, I didn't squirt breast milk at house guests for Tyler to call old school boring. Hashtag BB9, a rarely used hashtag. Hashtag BB22, hashtag BB All Stars. How about that?
I feel like that gets a ding. This week has nothing else. If it's been down for a lot of fans, hop on Twitter and check out some of these old memories that are popping up all over the place, including the apparent breast milk spraying from Chatty Natty onto her fellow house guests.
That wasn't boring. It was boring.
I can agree with that. I'm a BB9 fan when it comes to that.
Right. But then it was none other than the original Veto King himself, James Vine, a member of the alliance with Janelle and Kacer from Once Upon a Time, the Sovereign Six, who came out with some videos this week, including one that says Chicken George, Dr. Will, and at BB3 Danielle, that's Danielle Reyes, and I did not escape our handlers, get drunk, and end up at a karaoke bar during jury for Tyler to call old school boring, and posted this video of karaoke. There's Danielle Reyes and Dr. Will.
It's recording, it's recording.
And then here comes James Ryan. And then Chicken George is going to get in there. How could Tyler call old school BB boring?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that he's going to... Tyler hates Twitter in the first place. So when he gets out of the house, gets home and... save that, exactly.
And that being said, I have not found a video clip of him saying that, so I wonder if this is a telephone game.
I haven't specifically seen this clip either. I haven't really sought it out, but I know that we did see Tyler on the feeds, you know, kind of coming down on Memphis for having played back in 1943. So we know he's a little bit against the throwing shade on the older players. Yeah. So
Matt, what would be your blank didn't happen for Tyler to call old school Big Brother boring?
I think someone already tweeted this, but the one that immediately came to mind for me was Howie calling April's dog whatever, I'm slipping my pepperoni. Yeah. Just all of that. That was not done on Big Brother 6 for Tyler to call old school boring.
Yeah.
So there's that. There's, oh man, it's just like I said, Twitter is flooded with a bunch of different memories. Yeah.
Okay.
It's been good.
All right. The ultimate old school Big Brother defender is here. He is back, fresh off of covering WWE SummerSlam. And here he is for maybe the last sovereign update of Big Brother 22. The great Ryan Popola is here. Ryan, how are you?
Hey, Bobby. Hey, Matt. Good to meet you.
How you doing?
Hey.
I just had a good chuckle off air about how he calling pepperoni ugly. So I'm good.
Yes.
I'm actually really good. Bob, stark contrast. If you talked to me Thursday night, I would not have been good, but recent events on the feeds have lifted me up.
What?
So I'm doing okay. Janelle and Casey just had like a lovely, lovely, like reminiscing conversation, and it's made me very happy. My heart is full at this exact moment. I'm always happy when I see you, but especially in this moment, everything's going well. Wearing my Caser tee, by the way. This is off the red bubble.
Very nice. Very nice. So what
Thank
happened?
You.
They just talked and they sort of like accepted their fate?
It seems as though, like, you know, it's really the conversation I've wanted them to have all season, where Caser's just like, man, like, what a unique friendship. Like, we met, like, you know, it was just, it hit every single beat.
Look at
it. Yeah, and it's it was lovely. If they do this for 4 days straight until Thursday night, I'd be the happiest guy. It'd all be worth it if they just do this for the next 96 hours.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Caser and Janelle on the block. Ryan, do you have a rooting interest for which way you want this to go?
I think I am now in the camp of I'm accepting the Janelle fate, and I can convince myself there's a scenario where Caser can get to like final seven, and that would be the equivalent of Caser winning Big Brother twice if he can make it to final seven.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, we would really just, you know, all, you know, do the freeze frame Breakfast Club deal if Caser made it to final seven. So what I really want sometime between now and Thursday is there to be a backyard scene late at night, like 2 a.m. Eastern, where Janelle is just like giving Caser the blueprint to how to get to the back half of the game. I want there to be schematics, like, you know, and then, like, you know, you can like Tarantino it after the fact in an episode where it's like, if you do this. So that's really what I want to come out of the next couple of days.
Okay.
All yes.
Right. We'll see. Who hold accountable, like, who's the person that you feel like is
most responsible?
Vengeance. Yeah.
I think Nicole Franzl is the easy choice, right? I still lean towards Danny Donato. My vitriol, as for whatever reason, has all been geared towards Danny Donato, and I think there's a bunch of reasons why. It's a neck and neck race, you know, and then there's a supporting cast. It's the usual suspects, no pun, or the unusual suspect. Like, you know, it's an ensemble, but Danny Donato is my first choice.
I'm with you. I wish I wasn't. I came into the season so excited for Danny. I was, you know, I could not be happier that she was back. Like, her, Janelle, like, all these, like, legends are back in the game, and now she's out here. You know, it was weird because we had this thing where the two of them had conversations. I think they pre-gamed. I think they talked before they went into the house. It seemed like they were on the same page. They weren't going to target each other. But since the game started, she was just, Janelle can't be trusted. Once we established for sure that the Janelle-Nicole thing, Nicole Franzl was not happening, and Danny was locked in on Nicole Franzl as being her number one ally. It was not happening. It was nothing was going to come from it.
I agree, Matt. And like, for me, listen, I'm super biased and I'm the first to say it, but I do still think that it's poor gameplay. Like, Danny Donato being so divisively against Janelle, I think is a poor game decision for her, where it seems like she could have played both ends of the field, you know, kept Janelle in a little closer, and it would have been more beneficial to her than ultimately what she's done, which is now, like, you know, trying to put her foot into every single alliance to try to convince to get Janelle out, which seems like it's only made her a slightly bigger target in the process. Just, I don't think that. Yeah. not flawless gameplay.
Where in Big Brother 13, you know, she really tried so hard to pit Brendan and Rachel versus Jeff and Jordan. Like, she really tried very hard to get that war started. And at the same time, was also befriending the people that were on the outside. And while that plan didn't work there, I'm surprised to see her go away from that here in this season.
Yep. And they all say that she's like, you know, a great social player. And I don't doubt she is, especially when like when the social ability right now is just being like, man, Janelle, she's the worst. Like, that's about like, you know, when that's gone in a few days, like, you know, I don't know. I find her
going to be Davon. She's the worst. Bailey, yeah, I mean, she's the worst.
There'll just be new targets. It seems to be the MO. And listen, I get ultimately, for as much as I don't think it's been genius on her part, if it's working, it's working, it's working. Like, you know, and I get that. And I get that Janelle and Casey were the easy marks. But to answer your question, Bob, yeah, I lean towards Danny Donato first. Like, Nicole Franzel means nothing to me. Like, you know, like, ultimately, I think it would be generous to her to be saying that, like, she somehow had, like, a great impact on Janelle's game one way or the other. I think that would be insulting to the great legacy of one Janelle Pirozzino.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So, going into Thursday, is there anything in particular that you're hoping for?
I really hope that I used to get annoyed by this on Big Brother back in the day. I hope it's changed since. I just hope that they have the sense, Janelle and Casey, and I think they do, especially off of today's conversation. We want the TV, right? We want it right here. To the people on the pod, I'm pointing to my heart. Like, you know, let's have it be the last hug at the door. Let's hope we have thought about what we want to say to one another at the door. If we can muster up some tears, that would be really cool. Like, in all reality, although I will get to this in a minute, I imagine this will be the last time we ever see them on television together in the same place at the same time, because even the finale, I feel like it's going to be people on screens and Jeff Probst's garage. So it's like, you know, I feel like that we need to be mindful of the gravity of the moment. This is a very big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been mindful of it in there. They've been definitely, you know, chatting on the feeds. I'm sure you've seen a lot of just can you believe each other that we're here? I never would have thought it.
Can you and I make crazy. That doc, Bob? Can we do that?
The 30 for 30.
Six for six. Yeah.
Right. Should anybody else get to speak in the goodbye messages?
No, I think that would be. Can I give a complaint about last night's episode, which I just watched a few hours ago? Like, that Janelle Kacer segment was great, but like, it should have been like 8 minutes longer. Like, you know, what? And then the feeds today, this great moment I'm just telling you about, Kacer said the word nostalgia, and then they went to the starfish. What are these, to Taryn Armstrong's point, what are these people who hit the buttons doing? Like, I don't, it's like, we got to be a little more mindful of what's going on. Can I make a quick request, Bob?
Sure.
If anyone has the time or capability to make a supercut of all of Janelle and conversations from this year, Janelle and Kacer's conversations from this year, and just combine those together, I think that would do really well on the YouTube, and I would enjoy it a lot.
So you want somebody to go back and cut out all Janelle and Kacer conversations from the live feeds for you to have an archived like box set from the season?
Yeah, if I had the time, I would do it myself. Yeah. So I just, you know, but understandable if not, I just think it'd be a fun thing for all of us to have. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I you know, a bonus set on the DVDs. Are we still getting DVDs of CBS reality shows? You can put a super
Amazon
on there.
Them up on their own, I'm sure. Yes.
Yeah.
Ryan, have I asked you yet? If you met Janelle or Kacer, what would you say to them?
I'd be composed at this point in my life. I think at this point specifically, this year, I would think, like, listen, this stinks, and I was furious on Thursday night, genuinely furious. My roommate was a little concerned, but I think like these last, what has it been, 21 days now, give or take, like, it's been really, really nice and a very nice distraction from the cruel realities of, you know, this year. And so I think I would just like, you know, give them an elbow deal, you know, elbow bump, and say thank you very much for the distraction. It's been a lovely, lovely few weeks. This has been great, too.
Did you think that Ian would have been a better HOH week? Is that what we were probably hoping for? I mean, Janelle obviously had a good score, but...
Yeah, probably, Matt. I mean, like, I think there's a chance that he would have just put up one of them. I think he wants to work with Kacer in at least the short term, or at least have him in the parachute conversation. But unless Janelle or Kacer won that deal, I can't see a scenario where Janelle wouldn't be walking out the door this week.
One point behind.
Yeah, and I mean, it's gonna, you know, CBS, like, I appreciate the effort, right? Although, if they're going to do it, don't put them next to last and last in the competition. Like, really just go full rig or don't go rig at all. Because, like, for me, part of why I was so just you know, hyperbolically angry on Thursday was that when you put them back to back at the very end and they don't win, it just feels like an even bigger choke job than it would have been otherwise. And then I start to worry about their legacy and it becomes a whole big thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's just me, though.
Yeah. Ryan, what did you make about last night on the show, the remark that Nicole Franzl made towards Janelle, making her a have-not?
Really out of line. I mean, really, like, really just despicably out of line. I what I don't like about Nicole Franzl is, and I try to bear in mind, especially since I am an outsider at this point when it comes to all of this, is that, like, I understand that these people are real people. I'm sure in regular everyday life, they're perfectly swell. But, like, don't tell me and don't double down in the DR that you didn't mean to say it. Like it's, I find that so horribly obnoxious that, like, you know, you did mean to say it. And I think Nicole Franzl would be a lot more. Yeah, and she'd be a lot more beloved by the people in this chat room and other chats if she just admitted to these things. Because then, you know why people like Boston Rob, Bob, is because he's good. He's dedicated to making good television. Mm-hmm. He only did one thing ever that I personally didn't like. And that was when he threw that clue down the volcano. He should have kept that thing. But, like, other than that. Yeah. But, like, you know, I think Nicole Franzl would be exponentially more respected if she just admitted that she's trying to make a television program. It's why we like Janelle specifically. In Big Brother 6 and 7, she was mindful enough to be making a television program. And that's what we like.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, did I just say that out loud?
Right. And I think that this is a fundamental thing. I think you're tapping into something because, you know, we talked about right before you came on the difference between old school BB and new school BB. And I think that a big difference is, and I think that I wonder if this is sort of like a little bit like to tie it into what you do in your day job in the sports entertainment in the professional wrestling, that I think that the great reality TV icons, the people that have really stood the test of time, are the people who are, their numero uno alliance is you, the viewer at home. I'm a straight shooter with you. I'll tell you exactly how I feel. Whereas the new school Big Brother player, I feel like, is sort of maybe trying to have it both ways and isn't necessarily giving you the realness in the diary room. They're just giving you a version that they want to see so that they can sort of like protect their image.
Yeah, but to take it a step further, sorry, Matt, like, you know, if you're going to give us that version, I think there's also scenarios where that's fine. Just be very obvious about the fact that you're presenting a version. Like, I know you pretty well now, Rob. You're not exactly the guy I saw on TV in 2003. But I always knew, even as a 13-year-old watching you, that wink to the camera was there, even though it wasn't necessarily spoken. Nicole Franzl just wants to play victim and have us actually think that slipped out of her mouth. And I think that's where the disc is. Just again, for me, who probably will not be watching the show in 2 weeks' time, I think she'd be a lot more well-liked if she just was like, yeah, no, I'm doing these things intentionally. Mm-hmm. I think that's all we ask for. I think. I could be off. I don't know, but I think.
Because, Matt, I think that even Paul, who, you know, and Kevin talked about, you know, Paul would keep things entertaining. You know, Paul was not content just to let the house be super boring. He was going to try to do shtick in the house, even though people did not necessarily appreciate the shtick. But I don't think that Paul ever even owned his game in the diary room. That I think that he was a little bit still trying to, you know, he wasn't quite as cutthroat in the diary room, like, I think, than as he actually was. I think he still wanted people to love him as like a hero, even though he was kind of the villain in that season. So I do think that there is a disconnect between the newer Big Brother players and the audience at home.
Yeah, the honesty thing in the diary room is always it's always been a big thing. Like, tell us what's going on, tell us what's on your mind, and we'll love and appreciate, even if we don't love what you're actually doing. It's always nice for them to tell us exactly what's going on. Maybe now this season we're getting those thoughts on Instagram/Twitter of their genuine thoughts, and maybe that's where we have to turn for the truth. But yeah, no, it's definitely something that was in Paul's game, Nicole's game. So yeah, for sure.
Rob, real quick, and I apologize if I missed this. I didn't get to watch your recap last night because, again, I was juggling a few things, so I just watched the episode today.
Yes, we covered
it. No. I understand that on the fundamental level. On the topic of the diary room, what did Janelle say at the end of the episode? I rewound it 4 times. I could not make it out.
Okay, this is what Janelle said at the end of the episode, okay?
When I win that power veto, I'm not going to tell him to shove it.
Okay, when I win that power veto, I'm not going to tell him to shove it.
That would be too frank.
So she's
that,
something that's more, you know, Gen City or Chef Joe. Okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna politely say, you know who you're messing with.
Okay.
You know who you're messing with?
Yeah.
Is that what she said?
Great. Not a great.
So that's
work.
That's fed, right? That was fed, like, right. That's the other thing. Like, to the topic you guys were talking about right before I came on. It's like, and I did notice last night that they've given up on Kacer. They just finally are letting Kacer be Kacer in the DR, which I think is like, as you could tell, like his decibel level was like 5 times lower. But like, that's clearly like a line they gave her, and I think that's again just another instance of BB and CBS disrespecting her on the way out. Like, let her do her own material. It worked for, you know, 200 days over the course of 2 summers, 15 years ago. I don't know. That's just me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you catch Christmas's line last night that she did not write herself? It was, you named Christmas. I'm sure you're sick of being called, of having Christmas jokes. But she still had a line in there that was like, he's on the nice list because he gave me safety. I'm like, oh, she didn't want to say that, but she'll just say it anyway.
I blocked that out in real time, I do believe. Yeah.
Ryan,
you had some notes that you were going to give us. That David Bloomberg and Jessica Lewis, they produce the Why Blank Lost podcast, but that you had said that you had a preview edition of Why Janelle Lost.
Yeah, I guess we should probably officially title it Why Janelle Will Eventually Lose in 3 days. And I think the better edition of this will be when Kacer loses, you know, 10 days from now. But like, you know, I am a fan of that pod. And I think there's 3 real things that I've keyed in on. I also have some questions for you as well before I depart here today. I'm very mindful of your time. The biggest thing that I've wished Janelle has done differently this year, and please, again, both of you, be honest with me. I'm aware that I have blinders on. The biggest thing, and I've noticed it most in this last week, where it probably hasn't mattered much anymore, right? Like, I think Janelle could, like, you know, knee Nicole Franzel in the gut, and like, even if they didn't kick her out of the house, I don't really think it matters much what Janelle, like, you know, she could stick somebody's cat in the big, like, so. But
that's the way she should go out. The true WWE style of that. Should she take a steel chair to Nicole Franzel and then just get evicted?
They have those puzzle pieces upstairs. Maybe she just aimlessly throws them.
I believe they call that the Chef Joe.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine with it. Janelle has children, and I think she wants to go out in a more dignified manner. Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't want to give Nicole anything to you know, use afterwards and have people feeling bad for her. Yeah. So,
by the way,
the appropriate WWE finishing move, would it be a stunner?
Oh, for Janelle specifically, there's a Beth Phoenix, WWE Hall of Famer, had a maneuver called the Glam Slam that I feel like would be perfect for Janelle.
Yeah,
I think that would hit on a few several
stratisfaction.
We do not condone violence. Okay.
No. I work for a sports entertainment company, but I'm a pacifist. I do not. I'm a total pacifist. The 2 big things I've keyed in on for Janelle, especially this past week, her tact has not been great with people. And I think it's just because she's annoyed at this point. Whereas Kacer is, I think I said to you on one of my earlier appearances on the show here, is that Kacer is a tale of 2 guys, right? At times he can be incredibly, incredibly tactful and at least take the right steps to getting people to try to earn favor. And at times he's just a whirling dervish of a human being. Whereas Janelle, I think the fact that, you know, almost to harken back to what we were talking about earlier, when Janelle and BB 6 and 7 specifically, I can't recall BB 14 off the top of my head to know exactly how she played it, but she had that character that she was portraying, kind of the ditzy person that was a total front that she kept up even in the diary room, but was a total front. I think that helped her ease into conversations where now she's just a 40-year-old assertive, take no, you know, prisoners, no nonsense type of woman. And I think at times you have to reel that in, and I think her inability to do that is probably the biggest reason out of her control that I've identified as to why she hasn't been able to make even just maybe a little more ground than she has this season.
You know, we touched on this on the podcast a little bit last night in terms of where Nicole Franzl projects all vulnerability, no confidence. Janelle is the opposite. All confidence, no vulnerability. She is much harder to approach where, you know, Nicole is like desperately seeking for you to approach her and to, you know, help her with whatever insecurities she's experiencing.
Yeah. Do you agree with that, Matt?
Yeah, everyone's like naturally drawn to Janelle in the first place. The only reason that it hasn't been working, I think, in later years is because everybody knows it's Janelle. They know what she's capable of. They know how far she's gotten in recent seasons. So she automatically, she said, you know, me and Tyler came into this game automatically with these huge targets on her back that were never going to go away. Tyler's been able to integrate himself a lot better with, you know, being a new school player, some pre-gaming maybe, but Janelle not so lucky.
And ultimately, I just think that Janelle doesn't find a majority of these people interesting and thus they're not worthy over time, and I love that personally speaking, but like it's not been the best, you know, approach. And again, I've been watching All Stars back the last couple weeks, All Stars 1, and like, you know, again, she's talking to Will, and who knows who actually had the upper hand in that whole dynamic, right? But when she was playing the, you know, the Paris Hilton-esque character, and she was so committed to that method acting, I think it lowered people's you know, it put people's guard down, and their sense of security was lowered, and I think it helped her get more intel out of people than she would have otherwise, and got them to trust her maybe on a slightly bigger level than they would have otherwise. Yes.
But just thinking about this as a strategy where, you know, the same thing worked really well for Cochran in the season that he came back in Survivor Karamoan, where he comes back and it's like, oh, I'm sunburned. Like, oh, like, I can't do the challenges. Like, I need help with this. Like, and just the fact that you are so helpless makes people kind of drawn to you, as opposed to somebody who comes back and is just like, has no flaws. People are like, oh, boy, I'm really intimidated about this person. They have everything going on. Whereas you having so many issues and problems really opens the door for people to come and approach you.
Yep. And she's touched on this the last couple of days. And I honestly believe her. I genuinely believe her when she says this. I think she knew coming in that she at best was going to make it 5 weeks. And I think that probably altered her approach. Like, I think if this was Janelle and 15 new people who don't know who Janelle Pierzina is, I think she'd be approaching it at least slightly differently. And also, it wouldn't matter at that point because they wouldn't know who she is. Right. But like, you know, I do think that she genuinely, like when she calls herself a guest star this season, she genuinely believed that coming in. And it was just kind of no crud given, you know, in the first place.
Hey, 40K for a couple of weeks. Not bad if you can get it.
I mean, I'm not turning it down, personally speaking. My second point will then lead into my questions, and we can go through those very quickly, I promise. And this is an oversimplification, but this is almost a question in and of itself, off of what I just said especially. She's Janelle. Right? That's why she lost, right? She's like, there was no scenario, especially. So, and this is where I want your guys, because you're much more tuned in than I am. Was there any grouping of people that they could have brought into this house? Maybe some of the people who had to drop out due to health things, or maybe some other people who were popular in recent years that didn't make the cut for whatever reason. Was there a pathway for Janelle and Kacer, but maybe specifically just Janelle, to at least have slightly more chance? Or would this have been the final result no matter what, which is just that, from what I'm gathering, she's the most popular Big Brother player of all time, and that's the ultimate strike against
her. Well, let's just talk in terms of end game on this, where she's gonna go out. Does she ultimately improve her lineup? This is not the Legacy Watch, but right. as a Janelle and Kacer super fan, if she goes out here in this spot as the person that the new school players could not stand, they had to strike her down, does she, a la Obi-Wan Kenobi, is she only stronger if they strike her down here in this spot? And has she cemented her legacy even more as the queen of Big Brother?
So as unbiased as I can be, because ultimately legacy, no matter what you're talking about, is about the court of public opinion, right? Like, ultimately, that's all legacy is. From what I gather, and I'm on this Big Brother daily all the time now, and like, you know, I my keyword search has been Janelle and Kacer at the top of Twitter for weeks now. In the court of public opinion, that definitely seems to be the sentiment. And it's like, because I, like, you know, the few people I really care about on Survivor, I always worry about that when they come back on and they go out early. Like, it does seem that always has a negative effect. Like, you know, when I used to peruse with Survivor Sucks back in the day, it definitely seemed like that would have a negative effect. At the Sovereign One on Survivor Sucks. I haven't been there in over a decade. Doesn't matter. That's who I am. That's just a fun fact. That was my name. It seems like that, you know, especially because I'm not going to be in this world come next year unless Janelle and Case are somehow back on the show. It seems that, like, you know, and assuming this is Janelle's, you know, these are Janelle's last days ever on Big Brother, it seems like her legacy has only been enhanced. But I could be reading that wrong. That's just the finger on the pulse that I have with it.
If they were to do a 3-week Big Brother legend season in the Celebrity Big Brother spot now, do you think, how could she come back and perform well in that season?
Can you put the character back on at 41 years old? Can you be Janelle of 25 years old?
Yeah, she can. She's got it.
But she's in the house.
This isn't going away.
With Derek and Dan and Dr. Will. And
she's not the biggest threat at that point, right? Because to me, my one preseason scouting report on Janelle was that, play up the fact, like, I'm 40, I can't win things anymore, which, granted, I guess has kind of been how it's worked out, although she's, you know, performed better than she's projecting, you know, not that it's mattered for anything. But, like, I think if Will or Dan was in a house, they would at least go, like, if it's 3 weeks, they would at least, like, she'd at least make it a week, right? Which at that point is 1/3 of the season.
The season would turn into the, and I don't know how closely you followed the Survivor Winners at War, but Lions and Hyenas. I think would be the I think that's what it would, like, hey, big threats need to stick together, need to take out the little fish.
Yep
That's what some of this was as well. I mean, Janelle going out early,
yes, Matt, to this she should have looked at the cast list and said, you know what, I gotta sit this one out, take a page from Dan and Derek and Will. This was not the right spot for me to come back.
Like you said a couple minutes ago, she got the 40K. It doesn't matter how long she's staying. She knows she's going to be a legend no matter what. Getting her out early, I think, like you said, just only justifies that she's such a big name, big target. Like, she would have had such an uphill battle to go all the way. So I don't think this does much to her legacy at all. We'll have to check in with Taryn on Saturday, but I think she's fine.
I love hearing this. Makes me happy.
Let me ask you this, though. That has she had a signature moment here in this season?
She herself, no.
Oh, stop it, Nicole.
Yeah, I mean, she did bust out, as Nicole would say, a B word, which is, you know, so that was cool last night. I think for the Janelle and Kacer portion of the show, when she's wearing the star and Kacer is, and she says, we have to keep a low profile, and Kacer says, how? And she says, I don't know, I'm wearing a bleeping star. That's like a great TV moment. Mm-hmm. And so, like, that doesn't speak to any acumen on the game. But, like, you know, the short answer is probably not. The long answer is, like, if you're looking at it in a certain light, yes, I think she's had a lot of them this year. They're more in the
3 days to go. A couple days left. She's not out just yet.
Yeah. I don't want,
still time.
Know, again, though, to Matt, to your point, I don't want her to blow up on Nicole Franzl. I think that would be, I almost think it would be, beneath her at this point. And not even on, like, the moral level, just on, like, you know, I don't want to dignify Nicole Franzl with the right. Like, you know, she's not even on the April Lewis Beau level to, you know, be worthy of being yelled at by Janelle.
Okay. Not a right. If she's, but if she's going to, kind of feel like she's going to hit her deep where it hurts, because she doesn't want her to be able to, you know, not a quick, I don't know. I feel like the reason she hasn't done it yet, if she's going to, is because she's still thinking about what she's going to end up saying on Thursday.
Listen, I ain't going to be upset if she doesn't.
She's working on it. I don't know. I don't know if she's going to go too quiet.
We'll see how she's
style.
Okay. Any other thoughts on the last call for Janelle and Kacer?
I want to hold off on Kacer. I think as of right now, I'm going to continue watching the pro. I'll be done with the feeds after Thursday afternoon. Cause, like, you know, I will keep watching the program until Kacer gets evicted. So, I do think that we talked about this on week one, whereas, you know, Boston Rob coming back for Winners at War was, you know, not a literal victory lap, but in that vein. I think for the Janelle Kacer portion of this, that's what these 3 weeks were. And seriously, I'll just decide, if there is a scenario where Kacer can just do okay, that would be a cool story to tell to come out of this. Mm-hmm. I think so. Those are my top line thoughts.
Has anybody else attracted your eye in terms of your
Bobby?
Do you have a third favorite person on this season?
I like Bailey. She's disappointed me at times. I think Davon seems like a wonderful person and a horribly sporadic Big Brother player. I want to like her more than I do. And I don't really think fondly of any of these other people at all. Like, you know, I'm Tyler seems okay. Like,
Ian,
you know,
can we give
Ian's fine, but Ian even, Ian. You know, like even Ian is just like, you know, he had like that one conversation with Janelle on like went before last week's eviction, and then basically flipped on everything he told her. And lying's part of the game. I get that, but like he went out of her way to like give her like the hey, we have a secret handshake. Not that literally, but kind of, you know what I mean. And then like just like Ian, like, you know, you're in a good spot right now, dude. Like, you know, enjoy the cool gray streak of your hair and just leave Janelle alone. Like, you know,
not the gray streak.
Yeah. I know Ian's friend of show. I think he's a nice guy, but yeah, you know, do you want to hear my questions real quick, Bob?
Yeah, go for it.
All right. Some of these we made
for.
For you and Matt and the audience at large, I would consider these. I didn't, you know, these are things that, as someone who's been out of the loop for 8 years, that I
trivia questions that you.
No. These are things that these are things that I'm curious about as someone who doesn't watch the show much. Okay. At this, so, and you've talked about this a lot, Bob, over the last couple of days. Why didn't they take their time on that dang HOH on Thursday? Right? Was like, you know, is Julie always so unexplicit with the instruction? Is this Julie's fault, or am I making excuses?
Yeah, I don't know. That they seem to not be thinking through the strategy. Matt, you have any thoughts on this?
No, yeah, I think I saw your tweet or you talked about this on the podcast. I feel like they could have gone a little bit. Yeah, I think they could have paced it a little bit better, but they're all like their hearts are beating out of their chest in those moments. They want to just go. They want to get their score and lock it in. They just they don't put much time into it.
Taking 29 seconds and getting as high of a score as I can.
As I paced rapidly in my living room, I was just saying, Kaser, take your time. And then he just skyrockets it off the neither here nor there. Yeah. Why didn't the show bring back more pairs? Were more pairs in the running?
They tried.
Okay, so if these pairs had come to fruition, would Janelle and Kaser have still been the biggest pair? Or could they have, or could there have been a different scenario if these other pairs had gotten into the All-Star House?
I say no. Okay. Yeah, I think that there's a big difference in the way that Danny Donato plays the game if Josh and Casey are both in the house with this group. Because Tyler, with Christmas, with Josh, with Casey, that group that would have been together, that may even have connected them to Davon through Josh and then Bailey, it would have been a whole different group going on. And I don't know how much Danny wants to be in with that core, you know, at that time. And then I don't know if that alliance comes together, if Danny, you know, slides with Memphis and Davon, and they actually, not Davon, with Janelle, and they actually do something with Keisha. Could have been a whole different house with those two additions. So they tried.
Different house.
I don't know.
I would have loved a whole different house. A whole different house would have been so cool. My next question, I've kind of already answered this one for myself, was should Kaser quit? A couple days ago, I thought that'd be like the ultimate TV moment. Kaser quits, gives Janelle, or one of them quit. I also wouldn't mind if one of them just called it quits just to not give the house the satisfaction of voting them out. But I've come around to this idea of Kaser trying to make a run, even though it's going to be, you know, 7 days long. I get that. Would that have been
let him make the jury? We want to see Kaser on the jury. I know, yeah. He doesn't really want to be there, but
I don't know if it's gonna
happen. it's a hurdle. He's got to get over it in his Big Brother career. Not that, you know, anybody would respect him any less, but I think he wants to, underneath it all, probably get there.
Yeah, I think that there is underlying elements to this. I think I know the answer to this. Any chance that America votes? It seems like the logistics of bringing someone back pre-jury are slim to none. Yeah, especially given like Nicole Anthony all the information about how Janelle Kaser were great to her. That seems like a dead issue. Yeah.
I don't think that it's going to be Nicole Anthony or Keisha, but they could start it with Janelle.
That would be amazing. Is that on the
selective
table? No, you don't think so.
Well, so it leads into my next question. Sorry, Matt. How much will viewership decline this coming, you know, Friday? Like, you know, because again, from what I sense, you know, the bread makers right now are Janelle and Kaser, and I'm sure that there's the built-in Big Brother audience. But do we know if numbers have risen, like, you know, over the first several weeks this year or anything? Do we have the demos on? The
numbers are kind of down.
All right. Well, then I think, you know, what is Grodner doing then, man?
What do you want her to do?
I think that, like, you know, when did they do the America's coup d'etat? Was that just when was that?
Big Brother 11?
And was that just randomly thrown in there? Was that as like, was that the, what's the most blatant rig job in Big Brother history, in your
opinion? Technically, the Montreal screw job of Big Brother is the, I believe it's the, was it the final six or final seven?
BB13.
Yeah.
Yes.
Where it was like teamed up for pairs and
Rachel would have been in trouble. Yeah.
Rachel was able to save Jordan Lloyd.
That seems.
You know, they played the whole week in pairs. Next thing you knew, the other two were on the block, and those two were safe. So yeah. That
yeah. A lot of shenanigans. All right, so you don't give that. That's a non-zero chance, though. That Janelle could. You see a scenario where she can come back.
I almost feel like that would really sort of like hurt Kacer's chances. Like I think that the best case scenario for Kacer is Janelle goes home. People kind of forget about Kacer, bigger fish to fry, that Tyler is going for Danny. Danny's going for, basically like the Civil War breaks out. People are going after Devon and Bailey, and then people forget about Kacer. He's able to pick up the pieces and build up a resistance. But if Janelle comes back, it's like then all bets are off. Everybody's just like looking at them two again.
Yeah, but it would be a nice moment of vindication, but I hear you completely. I hear you completely. A few more.
Best case scenario for Kacer, yeah. I think
the best case scenario, yes. Scenario. Yes, absolutely. I'm quick on my feet. I can moonwalk sideways. Will Janelle or Kacer win America's... Will anyone other than Janelle or Kacer win America's favorite house guest?
I think it really depends on how soon Kacer goes out.
Okay. Yeah. And then these last two are most important. When life returns,
pretty well liked by America.
Yeah, okay, he was my thought.
I don't dislike Tyler. I don't even hold ill will after everything that's happened.
He's go down to the final two, final three easily again in this.
And then it's just a numbers game at that point. Just the most screen time wins. When life returns to normal, percentages that Janelle and Kacer get an invite to Amazing Race.
Yeah, she's done it. I think she had her. I mean, the money talks, so if they pay her, I think she'll show up, but I don't think that they're really asking for another one of those anytime soon.
Okay. The most important question. Life doesn't even have to return to normal. Chances Janelle gets on Survivor sometime in the next 5 years. This is all I care about now. Genuinely, I'm not exaggerating. I just want Janelle to get on Survivor.
10%.
I was hoping higher. 10?
Yeah.
Doesn't it seem like a gimme? Like she wants to.
Why wouldn't they have done it by now if they were going to?
Oh, I don't know. For the last 8 years, I figured I was the only I was the only person thinking about Janelle and Kacer. I apparently was wrong. Like, you know, so I mean, I feel like there's been some momentum, Bill. I feel like now would be the time.
Yeah. They definitely see the reaction the fans have had.
I was hoping you'd be more enthusiastic about this.
I would be down to see it. I just don't know that they love carrying people back and forth across the shows, unless it's like an MTV show these days.
Survivor likes to cast their own people. I'm not really sure how the Beast Mode Cowboy thing happened in terms of. I don't know if that was a CBS thing or what. Like I could see it like a little bit more if it was like a Devon or a Bailey really wanted to do it, because I think that Survivor has had a little more problems with doing diversity casting, and it was like, hey, we've got a great person for you. You should bring them on. But just in terms of Janelle, four-time Big Brother, I think that they would feel like is a little bit more of a gimmick.
Gimmicks are great.
Yeah. I don't think they would do it.
All right. Well, I should have done that question earlier in the list.
Sorry about that.
All right.
Okay.
Enjoy the next 3 days.
That was the SummerSlam.
Oh, SummerSlam was great. On demand now on WWE Network. Roman Reigns returned. Ooh. And it was a very, very big deal. Drew McIntyre defeated Randy Orton. I'm not happy about the Sasha Banks Raw Women's Championship result. We're not going to talk about that here. But a big Raw tonight, the first Raw in the Thunderdome, 8/7 Central on USA Network, WWE's Thunderdome. Yep. And then we'll discuss everything this Wednesday morning on WWE's The Bump, 10 a.m. Eastern, on WWE Network across all our social platforms. A fun group of guests, and we'll break down everything, including NXT TakeOver, which was this past Saturday, which featured Pat McAfee, former Indianapolis Colts WWE debut. He showed out impressively even in defeat. And I got to tell you, Rob, SummerSlam was great because it was a very nice, for as busy as it was a very nice distraction from the harsh realities of the Big Brother house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Ryan,
I used to spend every year hoping for SummerSlam to land on my birthday, and
did it ever?
I don't think so. I was close. I'm the 17th of August, so it was kind of a couple weeks later.
Happy belated, and I'll send a text to the bigwigs right now to see if we can make it happen.
Next year.
See if you can make that happen.
I only have so much pull, but I'll do my best. You've been very nice to me tonight.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
And I'll be over here stressing about my fourth keeper.
Oh, Bob, I'm not prepared. I haven't looked at anything. Dude, is it Sunday?
This Sunday. This Sunday.
Do you think that I can just literally roll, like Boogie would say that Janelle would roll out of bed and win the power of veto? You think I can just roll out of the bed and draft a fantasy football team?
Tried the opposite for so many years. Maybe this is do the opposite.
Yeah, you did really well that year after, like, you were doing those, like, you went to, like, those, like, kumbaya classes with those, like, right? And, like, you know, and, like, so I
manifested it.
Yeah, so I've done literally nothing, so we'll see.
We're losing people. All right. Well, anyway, great to catch up with you. Always a pleasure. And then keep your fingers crossed for coup d'etat.
All right. Rod, I appreciate the optimism at the end. Very fun. Bye, guys. Right, appreciate
everybody.
It. Bye. Bye-bye.
See you later.
All right, Matt, here's what we're going to do now, okay? We are going to take a break, okay? I promised Matt that we could take a break, that I don't have an Enzo pee bucket here in the studio. We're going to take a quick break, 3 minutes, okay? Going to take a three-minute break. We're going to come right back. We got a lot for you coming on the other side of the break, okay? We're going to talk to Chappelle. He was on the show with us on Wednesday night. He's ready to go. We'll hear what he has to say. And we're going to take some of your calls here live. Look in the chat. We're going to deploy the link. If you want to come on and ask us questions, whatever you want to talk about, if you got something sloppy for us, go ahead, fire up the link, bring you on, and we'll see if anybody is brave enough to ask us any questions here. Matt, are you nervous?
No. Let's we got this.
Let's see what you guys have to say here. This is one of the things I've wanted to do on the slop all season long. So excited for that. So we'll post the link.
Let's get sloppy.
Let's get sloppy. Okay. There's the link in the YouTube chat. We're gonna have a video up. Be back in about 3 minutes to talk to Chappelle, and then we'll take your questions here on the slop. Okay? All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Kirsten McInnes, host of the Love Island Recaps over on Reality TV Rehab-Ups. Whether you're single or coupled up, Love Island has something for everyone. If you are looking for a show that doesn't take itself too seriously and a podcast that takes it even less seriously, then Brian Scalley and I have the perfect twice-weekly recaps for you. Join us as we break down all the red flags and hot messes that happened this summer on Love Island on the Reality TV Rehab-Ups feed.
All right, and we're back. How about that? Okay.
All right. This is good music.
Yeah. All right. Well, glad you like it. All right. Matt, you ready to talk to another guest?
I'm ready. Is it Chappelle? Chappelle. Such a treat to hear from Chappelle the other day.
All right. Let's bring him back. Here's Chappelle. Chappelle, how are you?
There he is. He's muted.
Hold on, you're muted. Okay, yeah.
I felt like I was muted. Am I muted? Can you hear me?
We hear you now. Yes. Chappelle, how are you?
I hear you now.
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, doing great, Chappelle. Yeah? Nice to hear from you.
I appreciate that. I was sitting here waiting on my turn to come in, and you went to the restroom break, and I sat here like a dummy and didn't go to the restroom. So now I'm on the gun. I probably should have followed suit.
Okay. Do you want us to come back to you, Chappelle?
No, don't do that.
Chappelle, what did you want to talk about?
I don't know. I was trying to get on with Ryan, but he's gone now.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that you wanted to talk to Ryan Popoli. Let me see if I can get him.
I didn't know either until he started with his questions. I was like, these are interesting questions. I get down with these questions, and now they're gone, and I don't remember what the questions are, so I'm out.
You're well prepared.
I saw. Yeah. I could never. I literally could not. So I'm just happy to be in the room now. That's all.
A lot about Janelle's legacy.
Yeah, are you depressed with Janelle and Kacer on the block this week?
No. I mean, I'm fine. Like, come on. We all had to see this coming. Come on, man. Like, I understand the fan base is kind of upset about it, but let's be real. This happens. This has happened like three times before, you guys. Like, let's come on. This is not good. This is what we saw happening. But, you know, this way, Kaser gets to go further for the first time than Janelle. So I'm all right with that. Let's give some more Kaser. I like that the theory that Kaser is the goat that we don't know, right? The prince that was promised. Like, we never knew this because he was like bogged down by Janelle. And so now he can float on his own and go all the way to the end. And he might win it. So let's see.
Yeah, but probably not, right?
Probably not. No, not at all. You're crazy if you take Kaser to the end. Like, if you're at the final three and you're like, I think I'll take Kaser. I don't know what I don't know what to do. Like, you deserve to lose.
He copies his way out. He'll win his way there. He can
That 40, typically 40 happens for him.
Yeah.
I mean, Tyler's like, he's 65 years old. What is he going to do? I don't think we have anything to worry about.
Kaser's problem that he really has no chill, that everything he does is very intense.
Yeah, I think so. And he knows it, right? Like, he said it at this point. Janelle's like, hey, how about you try something different this time? Maybe just lay low. He's like, no, can't do it. Sorry. Would you rather lose, like, be intense and lose the game, or lay back and chill and possibly win all this money? It's like, I'd rather lose the game. So, yeah, I mean, we can't all be Rachel Riley and be intense and win the game. You know, it's not for everyone. And I don't think it's for Kaser. Yeah.
He can only be himself. That's what the two of them were talking about the other night. He was like, I wish my brain worked like yours. You could just kind of everything, you know, rolls off your back. You're chill about everything, but his brain's always working. There's not much chill in there. He doesn't really know how.
Yeah, he goes from 0 to 100 really, really, really fast. Like, everyone's in the house laying around, and then Kaser like comes into the room. It's like, okay, troops, let's go. And everyone's like, why are you waking me up with this? So, yeah, I don't think it's going to work for him. I don't see how he can turn it off. I don't see how they can ignore Kaser. Who does he sit on the block next to and stay? Like, we're just counting down. Let's pray for pray for the jury. We got to get it. Yeah.
So, Chappelle, did you have anything else you wanted to talk about?
No, let's answer the questions. I want to do the questions. I mean,
questions for Chappelle.
Yeah, let's do it. Okay. I don't have any questions. I don't have any slop.
So, all right, so good. So I thought you were coming in with something. So, all right, so if people have questions here for Chappelle, let's go ahead and get them. And let's bring on a caller who has a question. Here is Marietta. Okay. Marietta, how are you? Hold on, you're muted too.
No.
Okay, hold on.
Sorry.
Yes, Marietta, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing great. So, do you have any questions for us?
Well, first, I'll answer a question from Chappelle. You asked who goes home next to Kaser. Apparently, Bailey or Devon, according to Nicole and Christmas.
I think they hope so, right?
But that's what they were discussing on feeds like a few minutes ago.
I mean... Yeah, I don't know who I'm rooting for here. Like, we want Kaser, right? Like, as a family. But at the same time, like, yeah, you know, some diversity at the end would hurt, you know. So, yeah, can we get all three? No, we can't have nice things. This is Big Brother. I think Ryan asked the fan base, like, is the fan base going to suffer because of this? Listen, we've made it through season 15, 19, 21. Like, if we could suffer through all of that, we're not going anywhere. It's an abusive relationship when we're here for it. So, there you go.
Yeah.
Battered wife of Big Brother.
Yeah. Chappelle, did you feel like that too much was made out of the couple of guys and a couple of tries controversy over the weekend?
So, like, from whose perspective, right? So, like, I get it. From Nicole's perspective, like, yeah, it was a cutting remark. And Bailey did mean, you know, to cut her when she said it. So it wasn't like she said it in the same way Danny said it. So I get why Nicole would be, you know, a little upset. But for her brand, I think it couldn't hurt. Like, it's a nice catchphrase. If she embraced it, it'd be a little bit better. But from the fan base, I don't know if it should have gone as far as it's gone, you know. But I mean, look who's saying this to her. Bailey, she's a product of a showmance, and Janelle is like laughing about this, and she's a product of two showmances that, you know, both pretty much caused her to lose. So I don't know if she should take it so hard. I mean, at least you won. You got the guy and you won. Like,
a husband. That was the point of the end.
Yeah.
Right. Tyler lost when he could have took his girlfriend and beat her and won and had, you know, so I don't know. I feel like, again, the Big Jeff question always is out there and everybody laughs at it every year. Like, would you rather win and be hated or, you know, all this stuff? Whatever. People want to be loved. They don't want to win anymore. You can tell by the fan base. Nobody wants to win. Yeah. I want to win. Take and drag me, please.
Okay. Marietta, did you have a question?
Yes, I did. It's a very important one.
Yes.
So you speculated that Enzo will start a podcast.
Yes.
And he has talked about it on feeds too.
I'm nervous about this because that's basically, yes. I just got to start my stuff.
I don't know if you saw that Bailey was explaining to Kaser what an OnlyFans is.
Yes.
Fans only.
And fans only. And he seemed interested to know more about it. So my question is, which would be more successful? The Enzo podcast with maybe some Dwight Squall in there, or the OnlyFans Kaser, friends only account?
Oh, no.
About the OnlyFans that
I do
really explore.
What do you want to know?
Like, what I would like to know is, like, how lucrative is it? Like, do people make I'm sure there's some people that make a lot of money, but is it very lucrative for the Big Brother people that are on it?
Stay crushing it.
You know, or
apparently Polly does make a good profit from that.
Right. Like, for instance, you know, with a podcast, you know, that people have to, people listen to the podcast, you don't make any money. You know, that there are ways that you can get people to, you know, with a thing like a Patreon, you can get some of the people, but on the OnlyFans that you make from anybody that's, only the people that are paying get to watch it.
Right. You have to have a subscription to get inside, to the fans only. So, Kaser though, at the age of, 40 and, you know, a family behind him, I think, he's probably not going to be heading in that direction. I think those days might be behind him.
Is this Enz only fans?
No, it would have been the Kaser only fans or the Enzo podcast.
I don't know.
The Enzo OnlyFans could be something. We he's talking in the house about how it was
the Enzo
feeling.
Might be better. I feel like that Kaser.
Yeah, but Twitter is bursting after Kaser. Like, I've seen Twitter folks on Twitter are going crazy after Kaser.
Okay, what do you think, Chappelle?
I don't like any of this. I was frozen with fear. I mean, if you really think about it from a business standpoint, if Kaser like took his shirt off and said, I have an OnlyFans, boom, and charged $20. And then like when you get into the OnlyFans, he's like baking pies. He makes his money the moment you subscribe. He doesn't have to do anything, you know.
There's no preview.
There's no preview. He could go in there and do Kaser things, give TED Talks and motivational speeches to everyone, and, you know, pretty much just do a cameo from OnlyFans. He could do this without having to jeopardize.
I don't know what goes on there.
So I could give you a tutorial, but we'll talk about that off the air. That's not something for today. You don't want to. We don't have to do that. But yeah, I think he could do like a little bait and switch. You know, like Kaser, OnlyFans,
bait
exclusive.
Is that what you do on there?
No, that's what they do. I'm not involved. Yeah. I think it is a possible business model. Something like that, right? Like you say that you're going to present content, you don't say what the content is, and then
what a question.
Go on there, and it's just this is a great question, Marianne. Thank you. But then they log in and you see Kaser get evicted, you know, each time, and they show each of his evictions, and you would never know that's what you were signing up for, but he still makes his money. There you go. I mean, well, I guess you CBS a cut, but yeah,
so he can put up whatever he wants on there.
There you go.
Shouldn't show his evictions. They should show some of those fan videos of Kaser and Janelle Stan videos when you go in.
Listen, all of those make me laugh. The people that take the time to do that, y'all are amazing people, and I love y'all for that. But they all make me laugh. I have like these like tear ducts. They're just like, I mean, they leak when I see people in these montages.
They
used
one of those montages on the show. They were better than the one they used.
Yeah, they are. And they use that new Taylor Swift song. I'm like, I'm here for it. But you guys have a lot of free time. Yeah. I have a lot of free time, too. But I just can't focus it toward that kind of thing, you know?
Okay. So,
after me.
Maybe one day.
Marietta, so do you think that Kaser should go into this after the season is over?
Well, I was going to say no, but then Chappelle kind of made me see it in a different light with the bait and switch. So I don't know. Maybe she could reinvent OnlyFans.
I mean, it's been done. I mean, there are people who have cooking channels on OnlyFans. That's the thing. Yeah, it wasn't started. Let me give you some history. It wasn't started off for these reasons that it's being used for. Okay, it's kind of like a cameo type situation where you go on there, you pay, and then when the people say what they're going to say, you know, you can ask them to say whatever, but you know, as the creator, you say what you want, and on OnlyFans, you can put on there what you want.
Yeah,
it has just been utilized by a specific population of workers, and they have been finding finding lucrative ways to utilize it. So, you know, he could use it in other ways. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Yeah. To clarify, I do not have an OnlyFans account. I just know about it from what I've heard, from Polly's.
Okay, you do.
Yeah, you don't have to. Yeah. Listen, whatever you do in your script for time, you want to make montage, you want to have an OnlyFans account, that's for you, baby. Listen, so, I'm with you. I support.
So I'm opening this up in an incognito window.
Oh, no, don't. What are you doing?
You don't have to. Robert.
nobody said you had to do that.
Bob, you have a family.
Is no, Nicole
don't do
around?
That.
Nicole's right. going to have so
you
many questions.
Have, like, incognito.
Children. No,
no, I
that's
get that,
not.
But...
No, but you don't have okay. to. You don't have to.
All right.
There are some free ones. I'll send you the link. Don't worry. We'll talk about that off the air. It's not a thing.
Marietta, any other questions?
Not that I can think now. Okay. Oh, I did want to say that there was a very small fit clip that Enzo was beatboxing on.
Yes. Do you want to hear that? You want me to see if I can pull that up? Enzo beatbox?
Yeah, sure.
Absolutely not.
All right. I did listen to that in my prep for the show to hear if we can hear some Enzo beatboxing. Chappelle, have you checked out Dwight Squall?
No, can't say I have. Nope. No. I'm good.
Marianne, no. Have you heard any of Enzo's rap?
I've tried to find him, and I can't find it on YouTube or anything.
I think some things are better left hidden, you know?
Okay, here's a little bit of Enzo. The thing is that there's other people talking while he's doing it, but here's Enzo with his beatbox coming up.
Definitely beatbox.
Do it.
I don't know why.
That sounds like Fresh Prince. Wow.
Can do that.
Wow. Man. I'm actually really impressed.
Okay.
Okay.
Chappelle, yeah, I can't tell if you're impressed or horrified.
So, Kesa should really think about this OnlyFans thing. I think that might actually be something, I thought I was uncomfortable talking about it, but now it seems like the better choice. I think I could see that. Sooner. And Bailey, God love her, she's easily impressed. I heard him beatboxing.
Yeah, that's Bailey.
No, I think that was Bailey. Yeah, that was her social game.
Yes.
Yeah. She's trying to stay in the game, you guys. She's on the ropes right now. She's just Bailey sees the writing on the wall. She's like, okay, if I gotta sit through this Chris Noble 2.0. If I have to do this, then
Bailey just sat through a whole lot worse on the challenge with some of the personalities and egos on there. I think she really can handle some Enzo and some whoever else in this game. She's good.
Yeah, she's really good. She's really good. Yeah, I'm good on the beatboxing. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling in. Okay.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Take care. Bye. Okay. All right. If you want to call in, we got a link in the chat. Hayden is here. I do not believe this is Hayden Moss. I do not believe this is Hayden Moss. Different Hayden.
Hayden is up.
Hayden, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? No, this is not Hayden Moss or Boss. This is Hayden Plunkett. Okay.
Close enough.
Close enough. Like, it doesn't rhyme, but
okay.
They both end with the same letters.
Right. All right.
Yeah.
What's happening?
So I was wondering with this Dirk Space Jam replay. I was starting thinking about Sci-Fi Connection, and Rockstar called Tyler Emperor Palpatine, and Janelle was Jedi Janie. I was wondering, can you think of any other Sci-Fi connections we have in this cast right now?
Okay, so you want us to link the cast to Star Wars, Matt?
Or any sci-fi? Yeah.
Are you a Star Wars guy?
This is where you lose me.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm out too, Rob. okay,
you, Rob?
Star Wars. So you got Spock, right? And then you got a gremlin named Yoda.
Yeah.
And then you got Captain Kirk and
I know Captain Kosher.
Yeah, Captain Kosher.
Right.
And Princess.
There's a princess.
You must have some. What are you thinking?
Well, okay, so I guess Danny DeNato's family says Shocker, and that's another Emperor Palpatine connection with, the shocking fingers or whatever.
Yeah.
That's
Okay, maybe that's for OnlyFans also.
No.
Maybe.
The Shocker. Oh, that's too... Never mind.
Yeah.
I figured it out. I'm a little late to the party. Thank you.
Okay. I guess there's a superhero Shocker, too, I think. I guess that's sci-fi.
We can stop saying Shocker, Hayden, please.
Yeah.
Well, I thought you said you wanted to connect us to Star Wars. You've gone a completely different route. I don't know much about Star Wars, but I know this is taking a dark, dark turn. Thanks. What are you doing?
All right. Who else, Hayden?
I don't know. That's why I called in. I was trying to come up with some more. I don't know. Chaser could maybe fit. Yeah.
You got Space Rammer and the Shocker. That's why you called.
Mm-hmm.
You are.
It seemed pretty sloppy to me. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's the right show.
Yeah. I'm here for it. Let's go. So there are other people in Star Wars that should go to this cast. So pick a person from the cast and we'll have to find a spot for them. Who is the big, it's like a dog / bear and
a dog.
Yes.
Chewbacca.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Someone hairy. Ian has a lot of back hair.
Well, no, Enzo, has to get his aunt to shave his back. So that's probably Enzo.
Chewbacca probably doesn't know how to use a bidet as well, so I think this is probably right on par. So we have Enzo.
Is BB-8 Star Wars, right? Yeah.
BB-8 Star Wars. Oh, yeah. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Yes.
Okay, there's a connection there.
Yes.
Yeah. Big Brother 8 is Star Wars?
Big Brother 8. Yeah, so
no, there's a character.
I guess.
Yeah. All right.
I know that much.
Christensen played the older Anakin Skywalker.
Yeah.
And that's you, right?
That's me. That is me. I dyed my hair red and became a big, huge Big Brother fan since then because of all the Haydens on there. And I'm here.
Okay.
Okay. So you are Anakin.
Yes.
Enzo is the bear monkey. And then Danny is the Shocker. Right. And Ian is Space Rammer. Okay. So I'm just trying to keep in DB8, whatever that means.
All right. Hayden, thank you so much for the call. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye.
All thanks, Hayden.
I think we were onto something.
I think we're off.
We're getting somewhere.
Let's give out that link one more time. If you want to call in and ask a question to the panel, you can go ahead and do so. We can also take your text questions as well. As we go along here, Amy says Nicole is Jar Jar Binks. Come on.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
Rob had the wrong panel up here today for Star Wars discussion.
All right, Chappelle, are you hoping for anything in particular for the rest of this week?
No, you know, some drama, argue, maybe like we. I'm not in the camp of like Janelle should destroy Nicole on her way out. But remember, you know how people have been doing the like, how dare Taylor say that Big Brother is boring because we had all these crazy moments. Give us a crazy moment. Let something happen. Is it not Rockstar's birthday, daughter's birthday yet? Like, I want something. Just so that nothing has to happen with the vote or anything like that. But just give me something, just something to make TV good, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't have any like.
That's the thing. Like, we know we're getting there. We know it's happening at some point. The again, this big alliance cannot stay together forever. So eventually, we got to get to some of that. But
right, like eventually, we'll be in the jury house watching Davon like yell at Polly again. Like those were the moments, right? So we're waiting on that. So it's, if we got to wait a little bit longer, I'm fine with it. But this week would be nice.
It's been underreported how many great moments there are from New School Big Brother.
Yeah, I think so, right? Like, Bailey literally yelling at Tyler and spitting up blood is pretty iconic, right? Like, that's the thing where people were like, is her nose bleeding? Is her mouth bleeding? Is she, like, a blood, like, is she spewing blood? Like, what are you doing here? So, like, that's a moment. Of course, Davon and Pauly in the jury house is a great moment. Everything involving Cody and Jessica was like, you know, once they got past, like, that first 2 weeks of, like, who are these people and, why is he on the show? Because he doesn't want to be here. All of that was pretty entertaining. Them just kind of sitting back and watching all the people get mad at each other and eat each other. Mm-hmm. That Matt guy who eats the cereal, he was very upset at one point. Those are good moments.
Yeah.
Was Kevin on here earlier?
Kevin was on here.
Wow. I missed it. I was trying to watch it on Twitter and then also like do my job, so I missed it. Yeah. But I would like to talk to Kevin. That'd be cool.
That there needs to be some sort of like counter movement of the people coming on and saying like the new school moments that are not boring. I didn't come on here to see Raven bark like a dog at Cody and Jessica to have people on Twitter called new school BB boring.
Right. Like, think of Josh getting the Tabasco sauce in his eye. Like, that was entertaining. I didn't love that season, but, you know, that was worth, you know, watching. Or, maybe not. Maybe that's it. I don't know.
Devon didn't call out Liz for being a damn twin just for Tyler to
call Thickum.
Boring. Yeah.
Right. Right. There were moments.
Let's talk to Bradley. Bradley is here. Okay. Bradley, how are you?
Doing pretty good, guys.
Bradley, you didn't want to talk about Star Wars, do you?
Not particularly. Not right now.
Good. Okay, good.
All right. My guy.
All right, Bradley, so, hold on.
My question was in regards to, I'm not sure if any of you watched Big Brother Australia this year, but there was a very, very popular house guest on there, Angela Clancy. She went out on week 3, I think. And Big Brother, they put a twist. It was called Big Brother's Bunker, where she basically just went in there for one cycle and got to come back in. She didn't have to do anything. And I was just wondering if you thought there was any chance that US could do something like that, because the Australian public didn't seem to mind, even though it was pretty unfair, if you think about it.
Chappelle,
yeah.
Should Big Brother here manufacture some twist to keep Janelle alive for another week?
Like, as a fan of the show, I will say that, like, every time this happens in the past, I'm always like, well, this isn't fair. You know, I'd hate to be in this position and I get screwed over like this. But the fan base doesn't seem to care. I mean, they've been asking for a rig job since, like, literally the first week. The moment, you know, Cody wins HOH, everybody's like, okay, we're rigging this for Janelle and Kesa, right? So I don't think the fan base would mind. I'd be kind of annoyed, but, I mean, that's Big Brother, right? Like, what season doesn't have, like, a random twist that ultimately benefit somebody, you know, and then they go on to do better than they would have done, you know? So I'll take it, whatever. It'll make this more interesting, because right now people are kind of out on it and I'm not hating the season. So
no.
Give me something. No. Yeah.
How close is this to Kemp comeback? I feel like we're,
the
same thing, but the same family.
Well, yeah. And then it depends on the optics of it too, right? Like, so Kemp comeback was like all the minorities and the old guy, like down at the, and like their slave outfits and like in the other room, like chilling. But like, if you like put Janelle in the bunker, I don't know how that would look. Right. Like, yeah, put her in the star, but like, you don't want to stick anybody in like the bunker. That's not, bunkers really haven't. No, we're trying to just defund bunkers right now. We're not going to do that.
Right.
Maybe. Yeah.
Like, it'd be worth it just to see Nicole Franzel's face when she walked back in.
Yeah.
I just feel like that you could just do something where, like, when Rachel came back in Big Brother 12, just like let Janelle, you know, if you want to get her out and then just put her in the bunker. She's not even back in the game. Let her show back up in a week just to yell at everybody. What's the point of like dragging this out another week? Like, rip off the Band-Aid and let's move on with the rest of this game, because keeping the big alliance together is we got to get out Janelle and Kacer. And if you just take her out and then put her right back in, the big alliance,
we're right back where we started.
Yeah, we're right back where we started. We're just wasting everybody's time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to
happen with Nicole.
Be happy that it happened.
Are we not happy about anything these days?
Yeah, at the very least, we can try to get Angela from BB Australia over to our show.
She's great, yeah, she's fun.
She was a fantastic, yeah. So we'll work on that.
Yeah, Bradley, do you hope they do this?
It's one of those things. I wouldn't be mad if they did it. So it is unfair, but it's just, this is the last time we'll get to see Janelle and Kacer on the show, so maybe throw them a little bit of a bone.
Should Kacer start an OnlyFans account?
Oh my God, Rob.
I don't think he's hurting for money, so I think that he would be against it, but if he wants to do that, it's all for it.
I'm so worried for Kacer's exit interview with Rob and Taryn. What is Rob going to ask?
Dear God, let
me come. Sir. What are your plans for now that you're out? Have you heard of OnlyFans?
Yeah, what's your strategic objective for 2021? Can I make a suggestion?
Okay. Have you taken your fans into consideration? Only your fans. Have you
only
thought
your
about
fans?
Only your fans. Have you thought
I
about
I have
that?
The site for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Bradley, is Enzo going to start a podcast and then take down RHAP?
I feel like Enzo might not have the exact work ethic to keep a podcast going, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. But
yeah. I don't know,
he's definitely a good podcast guest. But.
Yeah, yo.
Okay. Bradley, thank you so much, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, take care. Bye. All right. If you have a call, go ahead, click the link in the chat and come on and try to see if you can stump us with your questions. All right?
Star Wars related or you got us.
Yeah, we got tough questions already.
Do you know how the most I know about Star Wars? I learned from Rob explaining it to Akiva on the podcast. Yeah, that's
literally
my knowledge.
I listened to that before I went to Disney back in January to try to prepare myself at all for the new Star Wars attractions. Didn't do a whole lot, but still had fun on the ride.
Yeah. It's a thing, yeah. Rob, you don't know how valuable that podcast is. I literally was just like, oh yeah, this is going to be the moment. And then you started throwing in extra stuff, and I was like, oh, I'm just going to take in all this gospel. I don't want to hear what's fake. I'll tell people. Yeah, it's fine.
You got into Star Wars at any point, Chappelle?
No.
Were you curious about it?
No, not really. It seemed like a thing that people liked, and I can appreciate other people for enjoying it. But, you know, everything isn't for everybody. And I'm not a big movie guy. I have a short attention span, and so you put on anything.
That's three for three.
Yeah, you put on anything that's like an hour and a half long, I'm out. I'm just going to sleep. Like, give me a podcast, I can listen to it in transition. I don't have to stare at it. Mm-hmm. Oh, and I tried to do the anime thing. I tried it. People told me to do it, and they were like, but you have to do subtitles and not the dub voices. And I said, okay. So I'm sitting there reading the screen, like the little ball is bouncing, like the little sing-along ball. And I was just like, oh no, I'm out of here. Cause I have to, like, I'm looking at my phone and I've missed half the scene. I'm not watching any of that. I'm sorry. It's not for me. You guys are great though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, not for me though.
Yeah.
Different strokes.
Did you have any thoughts on Enzo and the bidet, Chappelle?
Well, this is a weird week, isn't it? Like, we're talking about like the rammer and the OnlyFans and the bidet. It's some butt action going on. All I have to say is, sir, if you're gonna bidet it up, you gotta clean up your mess. Like, I know you saw that it was bidet juice on the doors and stuff, said Tyler. Like, bidet everywhere. It was Cody said it was bidet on the floor, bidet on the wall,
on the
bidet
wall,
on the handle.
Door.
Like, yeah. Sir, like,
that's a spritz of water.
Right, like Danielle Reyes didn't chase Jerry around the house about washing his hands, but so you can go and put bidet spritz on the floor and on the wall. You know, like, this is, we've been through this before. Wash your hands.
And we got lucky, I think, because Cody was like right there, right? He went to the bathroom. Enzo had just kind of gotten out. What if Enzo had like gotten across the house at this point and gotten away with this? We would have been in the great bidet debacle of 2020.
Right. Cranky Memphis walks in and slips on the bidet juice, and then we have a fight on our hands. Like, I think we're okay with Cody being the one who found it. But I'm good. Why did Big Brother just always been that fancy? How long have we had a bidet in the house? You know,
Kaser.
First season.
Kaser is supposedly Kaser? The reason that we have it. Yeah.
Did he demand a bidet? Was he like, you know what?
Demanded. I think he requested.
I like the alternate reality where, like, Kaser is like a diva now, right? And he's like, I have to have my blue M&Ms only, and I have to have my bidet.
I think that's Chanel.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Did she demand the bidet, or was it Kaser? At this point, remember, old Kaser was just like, give him his corner. He's going to pray, and, you know, everything's going to be nice. Now Kaser's like, I can't come back without a bidet and an OnlyFans. I don't know about this Kaser guy, man. We might be in for some shenanigans later on. He might be the one calling in all these twists instead of Nicole Franzel. I mean, he called in a bidet.
It's got a lot.
Did Nicole
Franzel?
He's
sticking around. Still a lot to unpack here. So
right.
Glad he's not leaving this yet.
Yeah, Yeah, could you imagine how he felt when the backyard wasn't open for like, you know, a week? Mm-hmm. He's like, you know, beating like, I ordered a bidet in the jacuzzi and now look at me, you know, so. Yeah.
Remember when Ryan Lochte ordered a whole swimming pool that, that giant thing in the backyard that had like, and he got evicted like 3 days into the season or maybe like a week.
Yeah. And I heard that Ryan Lochte is a stand-up guy who's never done anything nefarious ever again. So, you know.
I heard that as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Diplomatic. yeah, if nothing else. So, yeah. Maybe Kasich could have, you know, ordered a indoor swimming pool. Yes.
Yep. Have you heard, just to, you know, bounce back to some challenge talk for a second, Lolo Jones on the challenge coming up?
Didn't she do one of those?
She did a season of Champs versus Stars, which was like the different version of the challenge, had challenge people on it with, you know, celebrities, but this is a full season coming up.
Challenge Universe.
Right. So we're about to see, as long as everything goes well with all the testing and everything before they go out to fly, Lolo out there with like a Josh, Casey, Sis, Amber from BB16 is on the list of potential names. So, you know, nothing is locked in just yet, but these are the rumored names. So you might see Lolo out there with some of these names.
BB16, she gets like the makeup call, right?
Yes. She gets the you're still in LA, right? You want to just hang out here and
quarantine her, so
yeah,
might as well
hang around a couple more weeks.
Matt, was Lolo as explosive on the challenge thing that she did the first time as she was on Big Brother Celebrity?
Well, she was on the challenge first. She did the challenge before she did BB Celebrity. And that's why personally, like myself and a bunch of other people were like so excited that she was coming on Big Brother, because we had seen how her introduction to reality TV was. She had like a scene where she was like going off on somebody on that show. And yeah, she stays pretty consistent. So
yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's bring in one more call today. Let's say hello to Jill and see what Jill has to say. Jill,
it's not about stuff.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, Jill. What's happening? Yeah,
thank you for having me on. Last guest. That's like an honor over here. Yes. Well, I came in with an odd and kind of specific question. And so let me look to my notes. And I'm sorry if I'm a little slow. I just woke up from a nap. And I don't know if anyone else is this way, but if I take a nap and I wake up, I'm like gone. Like I'm so sweaty while I'm sleeping during a nap, but not at night. I don't know what day it is, but anyway. Monday. So let me... Well, I figured it out, but that's how I am when I wake up from nap. Anyway, setting up for this question. So,
yes.
You know how towards the end of every season, they have a promo for casting?
Yes.
And it goes like, outgoing, outrageous. Do you know that one?
Yeah.
You familiar? Okay. So I was thinking, I just saw the one for Big Brother 20. Just unrelated. And so I went back and I noted who was in each word. So it goes like this. Outgoing, they cut to Casey. Outspoken, they cut to Haley. And outrageous, they cut to Rockstar. So can we guess who will they cut to in this season's outgoing, outspoken, and outrageous casting promo?
Outspoken?
No, but they cut to her
reading Shakespeare.
Yes, she was like, hear ye, hear ye. Yeah, it was the best clip they could have found.
She had those each different time she greeted Julie. She had like a different word of the day, like calendar
thing.
She's like, Julie, you look extravagant today. And you know,
she was outspoken in her own way. That's for sure.
Okay.
Outgoing's got to be Nicole Franzel. She's a lot of tries, a lot of guys.
If Casey is considered outgoing, then yes, Nicole Franzel is right there in that same mold.
Let's go.
Very outgoing.
That's a good one.
So unless anyone else has any others, but what was it? Outspoken?
Outspoken. I mean, that was Haley last in the one I watched for Big Brother 20.
That's going to be a tough one.
Who knows? I'm thinking Enzo.
Enzo? Enzo is a good pick. Enzo.
Oh, but you're right.
Yeah.
It's Ian in the costume. Like, no.
So outspoken basically means like the thespian of the group. So
yes.
Ian has surpassed Davon, because this would have been Davon's role.
Yeah.
You know, she wasn't able to get a punishment, but Ian stole her. Yeah, but Ian stole the role she was born to play.
you think yeah. J-Bone was playing the smartest game by trying to get a punishment? Like, is that the strat? Is get a punishment and then you don't, you're not taking it seriously and you get good airtime and like you're America's favorite? And
well, here's the thing, she didn't get the punishment and then she like whined about it. Like, she well, just okay. not got the punishment and thought like that was almost got it.
That's
almost
a good
failed,
point.
They almost failed from our plan, but you know,
seeking the punishment is smart.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah, but then she got like really upset about it because she really needed to wear a costume. I really want yes. her to do well, you guys. I'm sorry.
I do too.
Yeah, it's just wow. Anyway, what was the last one?
Last one is outrageous. Who is outrageous?
What was the first outrageous? Who was the first one? Fessy?
No. The one they showed for 20 was Rockstar.
Oh,
she
Rockstar.
Was banging on the pan going like Brett, Brett, or something like that. So mm-hmm.
who's most yeah, likely to do something like
Nicole
that?
Anthony.
At this point, that could be Nicole again. They just took over Nicole for all three. Yeah.
People that have gone out and Keisha and Nicole Anthony have sort of been like, oh, well, I guess I'm losing. Well, this nobody's had, like, a tantrum yet in the house.
Might be Kevin. Not a tantrum, but I think Kevin could be the outrageous. Just outrageously bad gameplay.
Who's most likely of who's left to have the meltdown, right? Like, who's going to take this loss the worst? Like, who do you think?
That's a good question. I feel like they got rid of anyone who might have a meltdown.
Yeah, Keisha is like top five for the meltdown. Yeah. And she didn't do it, right? So who's our guy?
Like Cody?
Cody? Yeah. No, I couldn't even see that.
Yeah. I don't see Cody.
I don't even remember him being on the block call, but like if he's up there with his back against the wall, I don't know.
Could be something. Like, oh, Memphis. Yeah. It's Memphis. Memphis. Because, you know, he's like, how dare you put him on the block? He's the first ever Big Brother player. Like, you know, like he's the one who's going to take it the worst. He's going to be a disrespect. Because David's going to put him up. And then he's going to be like, how dare you, you snotty nose brat? Like, you know, that kind of thing. Like, get off my lawn. And so I think he's going to take it the worst. I don't think Christmas has it in her. Well, no, actually, she's kind of. Christmas kind of could probably pull it off too. Mm-hmm. It's such a chill cast, don't you think?
It's very like, chill.
Yeah. Josh Although, really messed this up for us.
Mm-hmm. Bailey's doing very well, and I love her, but she has a history.
Spit blood again.
She spit blood before. She could do it again.
Spit blood again. Like,
yeah.
Like, that's her. Was that her BB comic? That's not polite. I shouldn't have asked that question. Like blood spitter. Like was that like her superpower?
Like snake venom.
She like reptile from Mortal Kombat.
Oh my god.
Yeah, like that. Yeah, I think. If they're doing a sequel, I think it would be horrible. She didn't get a comic?
Everyone gets a comic. You're right. She didn't play a comic. Sorry.
I put my money on Bloodspitter.
Bloodspitter?
Bloodspitter.
Check that.
Bloodspitter.
Comic.
Okay. Pick a better power.
Pick a better power.
Right. Yeah, pick a better power.
Flopspitter? I don't know.
Okay. Bidet spitter.
Yes.
Yes.
Bidet juice.
Thank you so much for that question, okay?
You're welcome. Yes. Take just it. Wanted to come and ask that. I've been wondering all day. Yes. All right.
Thank you, too.
Love you guys.
All right.
Can we rename the Davon and Bailey Alliance Bidet? No?
We can.
or Bidavid. Can we add David into the, that can be Bidavid.
You know.
I like Bidavid. I'm coining it and I'm taking it to Twitter. Thank you.
Go for it.
Bidavid.
T-shirt's ready.
Is that accent a trois or is it like just Bidavid spelled out? You know what? Never mind. I'll figure it out. Don't worry.
Figure it out and then we can work.
Yeah, I got it.
The stand videos made.
Yes, with the bidet in the background. I'm ready for this.
Yeah.
I've never actually seen a bidet, as you can tell. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Looks like there's a learning curve.
I'll let you guys know. I actually have one on the way today.
Whoa.
I'm sorry?
Oh, you know what? Yeah. Can I just say something, though? So all this bidet talk, and this is like one of those things where, you know, you always hear don't talk in front of your phone because they're listening. Mm-hmm. Swear to God. That after last night's episode, we did the podcast, and I'm on a website, and then I get one of my AdSense ads is
not surprised.
Order a bidet. Like never in my life have I got bidet ads anywhere, and then here it is, right there on a website. Now I'm getting targeted for bidets.
That's how they do things these days.
Your FBI agent is like put his head up against the wall like Danny listening in on that Love Room. He's like, oh, bidet, huh? Okay, I got you. Dominic's gonna love this one. Yeah, so I can see it. So Matt, you have a bidet delivery.
Yes. As mentioned earlier, I had a birthday a week and change ago, and I had a lot of Amazon money and I put it to good use.
Is this like a portable bidet? Like, is it like a bidet go, or is it like you install it in your home?
These Amazon bidets are really easy, supposedly. You just attach it to the toilet. Like, there's a... It's easy. Watch a YouTube video. You can put it together real quick.
Chappelle, did a bidet sponsor miss out of being the official bidet of Big Brother?
I mean, who would be like the leading like seller of bidets? Like, who's the bidet guy?
I don't know.
Like bidets only. Like, I don't know. Like, who's that guy who's like, God dang it. You know, this would have been my year. You know, like what? Like, who's watching Big Brother and thinking like, that Kaser, we had a thing. Like, we talked about this. That's what he was talking about in his business proposal. And you know, in his introduction, he was talking about, you know, the numbers for the bidet sales, exactly, probably.
2021.
The strategic objective. I mean, I think we should have that conversation. I think it should be.
All right. Well, we're open to a bidet sponsor if you want to be the official bidet of Rob as a podcast also.
Yeah.
Yep.
Cereal and bidets, the RHEP way.
Rob, will you sign the bidet?
Will I sign it?
You sign a lot of your merch.
Like waterproof marker? Is it like a Sharpie?
Is the bidet supposed to get wet on the outside? Like, toilets aren't supposed to get wet on the outside. Obviously, Enzo doesn't know what he's doing.
I don't know anything about it. Is it part of a toilet? Does it come with a toilet seat?
Yeah, so it like goes like where the toilet seat is. Like, it like you take the seat off to put it attached to it. You put it underneath there, and then like the hose for the water like links up to where the water goes into the toilet regularly. I was watching the video like when I ordered it, but
spritzer water.
Yeah, that's the spritzer water. That's where you get the spritzer water. I don't know. Again, it's it could be at my front door right now. I'm not sure. I'm supposed to be here this week
or no?
I don't know if that's a thing, but if it is, I didn't get it.
there are temperatures.
Yeah, I think there's something you could heat the water.
I know there's like a control on it. I think that's like amount of spray you want, but I'm not positive. This is my first experience with it. I was so persuaded from the BB talk.
Okay.
Really? Matt, wouldn't you prefer like warmer water? I mean, this is a personal question, but I would
probably. I've never had. Right.
Is that what happened? Is that why he got it?
I really don't know. I don't know what it's going to be like. I don't know how I'm going to be when I, you know, first use it. I think it's a new experience.
This is going to pop your bidet cherry, huh? Yeah. This is how you want to jump in, right? This, like, okay. Yep. That's cool. I support. Go for it.
Well, Matt, I really appreciate you sharing this with us on the podcast, because I feel like I don't like when people
end the bidet stigma
cards so close to the vest. I like people come on and talk about what's going on.
Yeah, I can tell you everything I got off Amazon lately. I got a couple of posters. I got a what else did I get? No, that wasn't this order. Just clothes, whatever. Just nothing crazy.
Just the bidet is the most exotic thing that you purchased on Amazon, right?
That was my birthday present. Yep, that was
Are you going to name your bidet?
No, come on. What do you want?
I think you should name it Shocker.
R2D2.
If that's Shocker, yeah, name it that. Because I think it hit all the areas that you wanted to hit. I think it hit all the areas you wanted to hit.
Oh my goodness. What a ride.
Maybe we should start to wrap here.
Do not ride to a bidet, Matt. God is not a car.
Okay. I don't even name my cars.
Can't teach you anything,
Matt. I used to.
Yeah.
Name your car bidet and name your bidet Shocker.
Bidavid.
Okay. Bidavid.
All right. There you go. All right. Matt, we had so much fun today. Talking to Kevin, Ryan Popola, all these questions.
It's true. The time flies by. You guys aren't kidding.
Time did fly by. Now, you are still posting your tweets to Twitter, right?
As of now, still posting the tweets to Twitter. If you want to find them, you can find them at Matt Ligori. Because why would I post them to Instagram? I just don't think that makes any sense. So, yeah. Am I going like full plugs right here?
Yeah, go for it.
All right. Yeah. Check me out on Twitter if you would like. Follow at Matt Ligori. And if you are a Glee fan, you remember that show from way back, check out The Choir Room. Come on, check it out. Amon, Adwin, and myself are still going through the entire show from start to finish with a couple surprises mixed in on the way. So check that out.
Okay.
When Brittany S. Pierce said she thought Dr. Pepper was a dentist, I felt that on a spiritual level. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we got into all of that. Rob is like, what are you talking about?
It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rob's familiar. He knows
you would love Britney.
Yeah. He loves her. Yeah.
Okay. Chappelle, have you heard this is where people are posting their tweets to Instagram now?
So the people in the house are tweeting from in the house, but then telling people that their future tweets are going to come from Instagram, which of course would not make them tweets, right? That's what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
They would be. Posts.
And CBS is okay with it. Like, what kind of like
branding
back and forth is going on like between CBS and the house guests to where they can like, hey, I talked to Angela today and she said these tweets are out. Like, you know, like did Tyler just get like a vibe in the house? Like, you know what? Maybe Instagram now. Like, I'm calling shenanigans. Something's happening.
They've been talking so much about how much they hate Twitter. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe they're all trying to with Instagram.
Yeah. They do a whole lot of talking about how Twitter is not nice to all of them. Well, not all of them. I think it's specifically been like the Tylers, and I think Bailey's not a big fan of Twitter, Nicole Franzel especially. Some of them have had not great experiences on the tweets.
People are mean. People are mean on Twitter. I got followed by a Nicole Franzel. It was called Two Tries and Two Guys.
I think I got that. Not to be confused with
Two Girls. Yeah. So those people followed me yesterday and I had to block them. I'm sorry. Whoever, if you're listening, I blocked you.
So Two Tries and Two Guys was following you. Mean?
Well, I didn't even see what they put because I just knew that my spirit wasn't in that. I try not to. That's not something not I want to invite to my to my Twitter page.
Two Tries and a couple of guys pro Nicole Franzel account.
No, it's anti.
You didn't get time to acknowledge whether it was or not.
So pro Nicole Franzel that they were coming in to come for you.
Rob, I am not pro Nicole Franzel. I completely disavow her and I do not want to be dragged by the fan base. I just don't believe that you should create hatred accounts for people based on their past relationships that could be looked at as slut shaming. I do not condone that. As Liana said, if you're going to be a slut, own it. Mm-hmm. I do. So I expect other people to own their own sluttiness. I don't expect anybody to shame anyone. So that's my statement.
We support Kaser in all future endeavors as well.
Right, exactly. If he wants to start if he wants to start one of those, then he can Two Tries. That's what Kaser's name should be because he played Big Brother twice. Two Tries and too many tries and a couple of OnlyFans. A few fans. Yeah.
He's on his fourth try or something.
Yeah. Fourth try and three chance, yeah, whatever. But it just anytime you put like
guys, that's
right. If you if you put two guys and a couple tries and a picture of a blonde, a young blonde woman on my Twitter, I'm going to block you just off of that. I don't want any problems.
Are you a quick blocker?
I'm. Listen, Evil Dick blocked me, and I've never tweeted him a day in my life. Yeah. I'm faster than that.
Yeah,
I'm faster than that. Like he blocked me after I blocked him. That's how fast I am. Yeah. So no, if you come in my mentions with trash, I'm gonna block you. I'm sorry. And even if you have just like a like dissenting opinion that I don't really like, I'm sorry. I'm just not that guy.
Yeah.
But like I said, follow me on Instagram. I would love to tweet you about that on Instagram.
Yeah.
That's where my tweets will be found now.
Well, yeah. I'm afraid I'm gonna get blocked.
Oh, my Instagram is Chappelle TNT. Literally nobody follows me on there, so I post what I want. But on Twitter, I just kind of I'm cagey. I don't let everybody, know my whole life.
Okay. I'm going to follow you on Chappelle.
Rob, I've been following you on Instagram for like 17 years. And like now you're following me back. I feel honored.
Okay.
Well, this works for me. Okay, cool. Okay. Yeah.
How about that?
Go for it. You can see my tweets
pulling
on there,
up Instagram
I'm sure.
On the computer. That's a move.
Yeah.
Matthew, thank you. Are you going to follow me too?
Yeah. What do you want me to do? You want me to get my phone out?
I forget that Instagram works on the computer as well.
Look, I could I am way faster on the computer than I can on the phone.
Well, you were just looking up OnlyFans, so I mean.
Yeah, you were on OnlyFans a second ago. Did you close
definitely
that
were on OnlyFans.
You closed that tab, right?
Because they wanted me to make a login, and I'm not about that.
Well, I was going to say, because your FBI agent already tried to offer you a bidet. Who knows what he's going to offer you next?
Yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. The OnlyFans, he's listening in. He's gonna send you some stuff. He's going to send you the shocker. That's Matt's bidet. But David, the shocker.
I just think that these Big Brother contestants should talk about how much they hate Twitter. They should follow my... I love Twitter. Twitter is great. There's nice
Twitter is great
on there. So all the
a lot of people are nice to you on there.
People are right and kind on Twitter. Don't antagonize them.
Right. Please leave those people alone. They have time and they are going to use it.
And say, I hate the people on Twitter. They got nothing else to do except write you tweets all day.
Right. I love those people. Again, just, you know, and the ones I don't love, I block. But I love the rest of you guys, all of you, every last one of you. Yeah. Yes.
I don't like to give them the satisfaction of the block.
I do.
Yeah.
I do. Because I remember when I found out Evil Dick blocked me, I was like, you go, Evil Dick. Because I hadn't tweeted anything about him yet. But I'm sure it was coming. I'm sure it was coming. Yeah, I'm sure it's coming. I think he blocked everybody who's ever tweeted anything positive to Andy Heron. And that's what I heard. And so I have definitely tweeted, like retweeted Andy Heron in the past. So if that's what it takes, like, listen, who are me? Who are me to judge? I can't tell Dick what makes him block or shock. You know, if I'm blocking away, so he can block whatever he wants to block. That's on him. It's his Twitter. It's his world.
Okay. All right. Well, Chappelle, this was so fun to have you join us here for the questions.
I love it. It's good. It's a good time. Like I said, I was trying to get on here for Kevin and I had to leave work. I was definitely doing this at work. And then I was trying to get on here for Ryan and then I'm not tech savvy. So that was a whole thing. And then y'all went to the restroom and I should have.
Mm-hmm. Are you doing okay?
Not great, Rob.
Not great.
Yeah. But I'm in here. So yeah, I love it.
The envy of Matt.
We're not gonna talk about Spritzer for a while. Just let me make it through this and then we could talk about that later. But now I'm happy to be on the slop. I was wondering if I was gonna pop back up on here because I was trying to watch it, but 3 hours, geez, you guys are soldiers.
Soldiers. All right. Well, Matt, thank you for joining me to co-pilot this thing today.
Anytime. I probably should go watch this Islander game, but of course, happy to be here.
All right. Well, thanks everybody who checked us out here today on The Slop. We'll be back next Monday for more at 5 p.m. Eastern. Got a lot of Big Brother still coming your way here this week. Taryn will be back with the live feed update on Tuesday morning. And then the LFC Roundtable is back on Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back again after the episode on Wednesday night at 9:15 p.m. Eastern. Of course, all this podcasting is powered by the patrons of Rob's Podcast. Find out more about everything we're doing over at robswebsite.com/patron. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.